Countywide checklist. Seminole, check. Orange, check. Osceola, check. Lake, check. We are serving all of Central Florida. When you want answers, you come to one station, Florida Man Radio. Listen, laugh, and learn. Welcome to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
You bother me.
I bet you can't do that now.
Hey, everyone.
I bet you can't do that damn now. I bet you everything on everything. You can't do that now.
Would you put money on that, Jay?
Nope.
Nah, she's still in the gym, bro.
Yeah, she's still in the gym. She got me doing something.
Hello, everyone. Welcome,
I bet you can't do it now. I bet you can't put your leg that high up over your head
Miller
now.
Show. Like, wow, you just insist.
Holly Hollibeth.
I can't do my job.
Man, I'm out here in these streets. Bring the show together. Put the show together. Let's do this right now. You the one late. Me and Jay been here for 45, 35 minutes.
Oh, wow. He gonna really? You throwing me under the bus like that?
Yes, come on.
And turned the back.
He just told on you.
Oh, my goodness. Welcome, everyone. I don't normally sit here on a Tuesday, but here it is because Don Miller is just the most terrible co-partner,
Jay said that a long time ago.
Co-host ever in the history of radio. Hey, everyone, give us a call. We got a great conversation lined up for you today. 321-339-1055 is the number that you will want to dial to join in this lively art of conversation. If you have not done it already, go ahead and download the Florida Man Radio app. Why? Because you can take us anywhere in the country. You don't have to be here in the Sunshine State, but if you are, you're tuning in on your radio dial on 103.1 FM. If you're in Ocala, 101.1 and 102.3 HD3 on your HD radio. Let's do this.
You can show listen. I don't care where you're located. You can definitely listen. And you could be in North Philadelphia.
You can be in ATL with Holloman.
Sitting on the stoop in North Philly with the dope man on the corner.
Hey, Don, I feel like this guy real racist.
You see the dope in the dope man's pocket. You can be on 79th and Cottage Grove in Chicago, the dope man with the dope in his pocket. You can be on 8 Mile in Livernois with the dope man and the dope in his pocket. Yes, you can. Sure can. You can be on Euclid in Cleveland, see the dope man with the dope man in his pocket and the dope man's man in the
Paramore.
Dope man's pocket. And you can be on Paramore. What they say on Paramore, Holly Holloman?
That's Don Miller
on Paramore, where the dope man got the dope in his
Don
pocket.
Don Miller on Paramore.
Thank you so much, everybody. Welcome to the Don Miller Show, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, right here on Florida Man Radio.
You can't say welcome. That's me.
Okay, welcome
you
once.
You got to get your own.
Welcome once to the Don Miller Show. In the studio on Tuesdays, as you always know, you can find him at every platform. He's a little aggressive. Real Rap Kane, very aggressive gentleman.
The truth can never be considered aggressive.
Yeah, okay.
Truth can be aggressive.
Oh, okay. I mean, God, this is a push-up.
But you need, sometimes you need a little aggression in your life. Yeah. That's what's wrong with people now.
Uh-huh. Watch this.
What's
you aggressive, homie.
It is
homie.
What it is.
All right, well, the truth make you feel
it
some kind of way.
Okay.
You may need to do some push-ups.
Okay. Absolutely.
Let me say this now.
Absolutely.
Can we going to come out here in these streets? Can we have a quick
down, just like that.
Let's go.
Can we ask the question today? We're going to have a question of the day for the next Don Miller broadcast for the next few episodes. As long as we're going to do this, the question of the day, was Jesus confrontational?
Absolutely.
Huh?
Absolutely.
I'm just saying.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Okay? So all I'm saying
is, the truth is always confrontational.
Because it's uncomfortable.
Exactly.
That's why.
Exactly. Yeah.
So what you say, Holly, Jesus started fights.
He started some ish.
He sipping some wine, I wouldn't say the wrong thing.
He was afraid to lay it out.
Or the right thing.
Or the right thing.
Thank you again.
He would say something and then just leave the room.
Again, thank you so much.
The originator of mic drops.
There you go. Thank you so much, everybody.
It happens.
We got a lot to get to today. The motto of this show, everybody, listen, laugh, and learn. So we're going to have a good time today. I don't want to go too hard today, but I want to talk about something out of the gate. I am so tired of everybody saying discrimination. So the Chinese people have got, they went and got a lawyer, D'Amica, and they are suing the state of Florida, damn Chinese people, right? Chinese, and I like the Chinese community. I want to shout out my favorite Chinese person. We love this dude for real. He's our brother.
I already know what he's about to say.
He's our brother. Come on, Jay. He's our brother.
No, absolutely.
He's our
absolutely.
Brother. Shout out to Sam. Absolutely. We love you, Sam, but this ain't got nothing to do with Sam. These other Chinese people. Just recently. No, for real. This is real talk.
The other Chinese people.
Yeah, the other Chinese people. Yeah. Just recently, the governor of Florida did a ban on Chinese nationals purchasing land or buying homes in the state of Florida. And so now the Chinese community, they're represented by Ashley Gorski. She's representing four Chinese nationals who live in the state, told a three-judge panel from the 11th Circuit Court of Appeals that Florida is unlawfully restricting housing for Chinese people. The law bars Chinese nationals and citizens from other countries that Florida sees as a threat from buying property near military installations and other critical infrastructure. If y'all don't sit y'all ass down somewhere, Jay.
You know I don't care about this.
I know, but.
No, I'm saying you think I care about those complaining about housing.
But why? Listen to me. This law only bars these people from buying property near military installations and other.
But only, though. The key word in there is only.
Other critical infrastructure.
But only.
I know.
So you want a black man in America to care about somebody not being able to buy a house? I'm just saying. That's the conversation you would have had today.
Right. No. I'm amazed that this is being heard at any level. This is offensive to me, right? There are some really nice houses, Mr. Chinese man and Chinese woman, in Pine Hills. We don't want you to live near Patrick Air Force Base. We don't want you to live near the Air Force Base. We don't want you to live near Eglin.
No, because we can't buy houses over there near their key infrastructure. So,
can we buy a house near any Chinese Absolutely. Military
installation? I don't know we can't buy houses over there. Can
you
we even
can't.
Buy a house?
No, hell no. You can't buy no damn house. Right.
Well, it's not going to be a whole bunch of people lining up to try to buy them.
But the point is, why is this a conversation?
I don't know.
It's amazing. And this lawyer who's representing him, Ashley Gorski, come on, man.
Oh, she wants the money, man.
Yeah,
come
she's
on
chasing
now.
The paper, come man. On.
You can't get mad at her. It's a hustle.
But again, it's just amazing that the word, they hollering discrimination. Yeah. Are you kidding me?
Don't they got a hate bill already?
Yeah, they got a hate bill, man. Okay. Come on, man.
I think they've been protected.
You got
protected.
A hate bill. Come on. You can't buy. You can't buy a house near MacDill Air Force Base,
Absolutely
nor any
not.
Military installation Absolutely in the state not. Of Florida. Seriously.
But that should be a nationwide thing.
Yeah,
it should
man.
Just be a Florida thing.
What is the distance? I mean, is it only like a mile away from the facility or two or half a
10
mile?
Miles.
I was about to say
10
miles.
Miles.
10 miles
yeah.
of military infrastructure.
Yeah, man. Wow. Come on. No, come on, Jay. You served this great country, man. Go on with that. You know this shouldn't even be a conversation.
Man, do you understand that it's military-based banks that deny people of color mortgages?
Right. Come on.
So you want me to care about somebody being a foreign national from all places, China,
right?
That has an issue with purchasing property near military installation.
I'm with you on this.
First of all, so you make my Jordans for 14 cents
and you sell them to me for
$300. Y'all kiss my naked ass. Get out of here.
Y'all
Why is this a conversation,
well.
Man? You're making Jordans for 14 cents by a little Chinese slave, okay? Then you sell them over, and then you want to come over here. No, that's the truth. Go look. Okay.
But it's not just the poor way. Chinese. It's other poor people.
Yeah,
from other countries.
Again, right. The point I make is this. This should be a federal mandate.
No, absolutely. That's why I said it shouldn't just be state Florida.
Come on. This should be a federal mandate. And guess what? And when they look at this, this is what's amazing to me. When these people with this money, these nationals, they look at this, they should be saying, all right, y'all good. You're right. But no, they say, no, I'm going to sue in a country that...
Let's really analyze the people that's probably making this argument. It's not the Chinese citizens like Sam.
Right. No, right? Not at all.
So it's these people that's coming with these bags of money that's trying to buy 100 and 200 acres and all that. Right. That's close to a military installation.
Absolutely.
So where are they getting the paper from?
Everybody who got money over there is connected to the
CCP.
Absolutely. Chinese Communist Party. Every one of them. Am I right?
No, yeah.
Every damn one of them. You can't be rich over there if you ain't connected to the CCP.
Nah.
Come on.
This ain't for the people selling General Tso's chicken. This ain't for y'all.
No.
General Tso.
Not Tso.
Tso.
General Tso.
I'm from Philly. We say Tso.
Boy, you country here, man. No. Oh, man. I just think it's funny that this kind of conversation is even underway. Go ahead. I know you got something heavy on it.
No, I don't have anything heavy on it. Okay. I just want to put out a little more detail. Yeah. So this law also applies to agricultural land. So right. It's not just military.
Mm-hmm. That's why I said 100
installations.
Acres.
Also, it's not just relevant to the Chinese, but also citizens of Cuba, Venezuela, Syria, okay. Iran, okay. Russia, and okay. North Korea.
Okay. Did anybody raise their hand against that yet? I'm fine. I'm fine with all that.
Mm.
I'm just saying.
So they use the broad brush so to make it look like it's not targeted.
Yeah, right. First of all, ain't nobody buying 100 acres from Venezuela. Ain't nobody from Syria coming over and buying 100 acres, okay? Ain't no North Korean buying 100 acres, okay?
I mean, It was a good play.
Yeah. Hey, nobody from Djibouti can buy land here.
But like 10 other countries called strays.
Come on, man. All those countries, name them countries again. Name them countries one more time.
Cuba, Venezuela, you know,
first
Syria.
Of all, Cuba's already bald enough. Go ahead.
Venezuela.
They good. Venezuela, they
just want to get here.
Yeah, that's right. They are, all them are staying in a two apartment with a garage upstairs or something. Go ahead. Venezuela.
Syria, Iran, and Russia and North Korea.
Okay, guess what?
Russia, and, I can see. That's about Russia, only other Russia.
Yeah. But they already.
Especially South Florida.
No, Russia owns South Florida. Every strip club in South Florida is owned by Russia.
But
people.
They're not trying to go near Patrick Air Force Base.
That's the point. They want to be on the water.
They want to get the money.
Yeah, they bring the bag to get the bag. Okay.
All they care about is strippers and ecstasy.
Wow.
No, that's what they're doing in those strip clubs. What are they
strippers
doing?
And ecstasy.
Strippers, ecstasy, and wine bottles. Bottle service. That's all they care about.
You talking about Vladimir?
Yeah, that's all he care about. He don't care about nothing else
Vladimir
they got going on.
Vladimir is not trying to be near the Air Force Base. Vladimir want to be on the strip.
Absolutely.
Oh, man. Thank you so much again, everybody. Don Miller Show. Oh, man, that's interesting. Huh, Demeka, you finished reading the story? Anything else in there you want to tell us about?
I think that regardless of what happens with this presidential cycle, the election, I think what's going to be defining is the states. I think a lot of states are going to push back on the global agenda and the national agenda. And that's what you're seeing from people like DeSantis that's creating laws that's pushing back.
But again, even Sarah Huckabee in Arkansas said, don't bring it down here.
Yes.
And I think, like Jay said, this should be a federal mandate. This shouldn't even be a conversation.
But it should be, but it's not. It's not a federal conversation. It's not a national conversation. And that's why you're going to start seeing a lot of states push back more.
Speaking of coming to Florida, Jeff Bezos moved to Florida, bought a gigantic-ass house, big money house, and came on down here, like, come on, I'm going to go to Florida. You know Jeff Bezos, he Amazon, y'all. He came on down here. I'm going to go to Florida. Where y'all going? I'm going to Florida. So Jeff Bezos came down to Florida, bought a gigantic-ass house, and then invested $60 million. Watch this, Holly. In fake meat. And then Governor DeSantis is like, nah, we banning fake meat.
And that went down, too.
No fake meat, okay? Oh, hell. I'm like, damn.
They mad at him. They mad at him.
They hot. They talking about we're getting him out of there. He done blocked the Chinese and the fake meat. I'm just saying.
Man, he on the roll right now. You know, I talk bad about him a lot, but these last two things, he on the money with.
But again, he shouldn't have took his ass.
Got on the radio and told him to come on home.
Oh, he shouldn't have took his ass up there trying to run for president.
I know something had to happen now.
He shouldn't have been up there trying to run for president in the first damn place. We need you down here to block this nonsense. Because I'm telling you right now, Mia Holly.
Run interference. You got to run Mia interference.
Holly, I'm telling you, Mia Holly has some fake meat. We went to Popeye's after the show, and I'm telling you right now, that was not meat. Mia Holly.
I wish y'all could have seen
it. We bit into the sandwich at the same time, and I looked at him.
Start oozing stuff?
No, it was just like, it was weird. It was like, it was.
Yeah.
The texture of it?
It wasn't right.
It was the texture.
Yeah.
And I looked at, we didn't even say a word to each other. We just.
Boom. Yeah. Just looked, I was like, I don't think I'm
going to
eat this. I'm going to put this back.
Yeah, man.
It was coagulated meat.
There was something, okay? And the people, I hope the people behind us saw us throw it out the window. But
they're not going to throw theirs away. They dedicated.
But the point is, again, now fake meat. So Bezos comes here, and the governor, I don't know if he had a side conversation with the governor to bring this fake meat plant to Florida and build this fake-ass meat. But man, when she closed on the house was $50 million or some crazy number. So I'm gonna close on this house and open this fake meat plant. And
that was his plan. That's what he thought.
Close on his house, open this fake meat plant right over here, okay? And deliver it by my Amazon Prime, so people are now ordering fake ass meat on Prime, fake meat on Prime, fake meat on Prime, okay? And they said, "Fly President Prime, but for that fake meat." Then legislative action said, "Psych, bitches." And then he got mad and said, "I'm gonna raise $40 million to get your ass out of office." Tell the story, Demeka. You got the story over there. You got the Bezos fake meat story.
Yeah, I do. However, my internet is not acting up. But yeah, so he made a $60 million investment into what they're calling it. They don't call it fake meat, of course.
Lab grown.
Not even lab grown.
Not even that.
Yeah, because they wanted to make it seem like it's healthy, right? So they call it sustainable protein.
Ooh.
Right?
Ooh,
don't you like that? Don't you like that?
I don't like that. I don't like that. I don't like that.
Oh, wow. Now we got
I don't like that.
Sustainable protein.
Sustainable protein.
So that's what me and Holly had. We had sustainable protein.
I was told you guys use four syllable words. Something wrong in your story.
Sustainable protein.
Yeah,
so
he made this investment just before Governor DeSantis barred the sale of lab grown meat in the Sunshine State. That's the SBO
1084.
Yep, 1084. Mm-hmm. It became effective May 1st. Mm-hmm. So he invested. Ron DeSantis came up behind him like, nope.
Beep. Hey, like the World Economic Forum.
No.
But the World Economic Forum is really pushing this.
Right.
To push this.
Again, the global
agenda.
It's
an overlooked source of protein. Well, y'all can overlook it. Because I can tell you what I'm going to do. I'm overlooking it. And so he lands here. And look, Floridians, we like 100% beef. Okay? Mm-hmm. We want to eat meat. We want to eat real-ass meat. We want to go see the cow that the meat came from. The other day, me and Jay had some goat. We talked to the people who knew the goat.
They talked to the goat before they killed it.
They fed the goat. The goat is around the corner from Jay's house.
Yeah, I didn't know.
Jay could ride by and see the goat. He used to be able to see the goat. We ate the goat this weekend. Yeah. It was pretty good goat, too.
Pretty good goat.
Yeah.
I was messed up how you said that.
But again, this is a part of Bezos' Earth Fund movement, and it's chaired by Bezos and his fiance, Lauren Sanchez. And they're going to try to push people to eat this. I'm telling you right now, I'm headed over to Morganic Meats on Country Club in Lake Mary, Florida, where I can see the cow before I eat the cow.
Yes.
Huh?
I'm working on coordinating a senior field day.
A field day. You're going to take the seniors over to Morganic Meats?
Yeah, we're going to go to the farm and look at everything.
We're going to go to Morganic Meats. I don't know if them seniors want to see something. Well, most of them saw what they was eating when they was growing up.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, that's not new to them.
They seniors.
Okay. Yes.
Thanks, Thank Jay. You. I appreciate that.
Jay, what are you talking about?
So Jay and I were there this weekend to get some goat. And the young fellow's like, every day after school, we fed this goat.
Yeah, he does say that.
And these are like high school kids.
Yeah, he was excited.
I'm like, so you fed a goat, then you killed a goat?
Yeah.
I was like, okay.
Hey, business is
and then
business.
He told me where I could find the rest of the goats at.
Yeah, right by your house. Jay was like, I drive down the street every day. He said, look to the left. The goats are over there.
Oh, those wow. goats.
Yeah, but again, I support the banning of any lab-grown meat. And
there's a lot of dangers that come with that.
Yeah,
it
man.
Is. Absolutely,
like,
it
like
is.
All them, like a lot of illnesses and yeah. stuff derives from that.
You know,
that's why you're seeing an increase in chronic conditions. Yo, like, we're not seeing,
no,
we're not
absolutely.
Seeing decreases. We're seeing increases because we are and consuming more and more processed.
Artificial.
Yeah, yes, yeah. processed foods.
But they, they're guessing at making this stuff. They're guessing.
No, absolutely.
Like, yeah, hey, yeah. Well, I think this is okay. I think this is okay.
They're trying to duplicate. They're trying to replicate God's creation. Yeah, you can't do that.
Exactly. You can't mess with that.
You can't
and
do
you
that.
Know what? And you know what? The only way they're gonna get me, they're gonna have to make fake bones to go in this. Because they be like, damn, we just made fake bones to go in the fake meat. I need a bone.
You better be careful
with
your
meat.
Ask for. They got a lot of fossils hanging around. You better be careful with your ask
damn,
for.
Man, don't tell me that. I need a bone in my meat, man. They can't make a fake rotisserie and put that bitch in Publix.
I mean, between the lab.
You
stuff.
Need a bone. Just don't say that. I need a bone in my meat. Don't say
yeah, that. Yeah, that did.
But between a
no
lab,
Diddy, no Diddy,
no Diddy. Please,
oh
please, say please say no Diddy.
I'm saying no Diddy to everything.
Please
right?
say no Diddy.
Pause.
I mean, I let you get away with about 30 things you just said, but we, for the sake of the conversation,
yeah.
we won't
yeah,
let that go.
Okay, all right, go ahead.
But between a lab grown part, and I think the steroids and stuff that they're injecting animals with.
Absolutely.
When you look at the rate of from cancer to diabetes
it's
to heart diseases, mm-hmm. like we can go on and on and on with the number of ailments that have increased over the last however many years.
Mm-hmm.
And it's directly linked to these things.
Yep, absolutely. Yeah. I think also too we keep focusing on him banning it, but I like the fact that he's promoting. Agriculture here in Florida. He's promoting real.
You know
beef,
how many people go out of business if they just promoted this lab stuff? I mean, black farmers is already done.
Yeah, it's a wrap for black farmers.
It's been done for them for a long time.
They threw him a bone.
We got the okie doke a long time ago.
Yeah, but I think that whole industry would die.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
exactly. Absolutely. And we don't look at it from that perspective. People are just looking at it as, oh, he's banning. You
but
know,
see, but,
lab
but,
meat.
But I was just thinking the other day, what is it that I would go out in the street and actively protest for? And I think this is something I would take very seriously. I would take up arms because this is going to wipe out a whole. This will. This
what if
will,
they ban cigars?
I will protest for
oh, okay,
that.
I'll
they
make
ban
sure.
cigars. Okay, sure. and, or monkey shoulder.
Okay, I'm just making.
Okay, or monkey shoulder, might I add. But it's amazing when you read what these people are saying. Bezos goes on to say, "We need to feed 10 billion people with healthy, sustainable food throughout this century while protecting our planet." Come on, dude.
Again, the global agenda.
Come on, dude. For real. Come on, man. This is not protecting no damn planet. All right, stop it. Okay, this is an agenda, and listen, I'm gonna continue to go, and we're gonna go eat good meat, red meat, whatever meat we need to eat. Okay, but I'm gonna check on my animals first. Okay, I'm telling you what I'm gonna do, man. I'm gonna be like, call Jonathan. Hey, put that cow on the phone, okay? Because this is crazy. This is crazy, and people don't know what they're consuming.
But it's psychologically it's different.
Yeah.
When you can see the animal.
Yeah.
And you can see, like, the first time I seen something that I ate, the duck.
Mm-hmm. Oh, right? That was crazy.
That's, like, to see the duck laid out.
So we go to Sam's, and we order duck.
Mm-hmm.
And Sam looks at me and Jay and is like, come on. And we go back in the kitchen. And they're like, how many was it? It was like four ducks
hanging up,
the skit to the bone, like skit ducks.
Yeah, they was hanging.
They had the eyes in them, the little beak was sticking out, and then we went on back there and ate that duck. Because what we knew was
that was duck. We knew, that's what I'm saying, psychologically,
right.
It does something.
Yeah, man, that was duck,
different.
Man. Absolutely. I was like, damn, that's real duck,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it do something
and it
different.
Had the crispy skin on it. I felt a little bad for the duck, the rest of the family of the duck, but duck is duck, man. You ever feel bad? I was like, damn, man, that probably was somebody's mama duck. You know what I mean?
He ate Donald, Daffy.
Daffy, Donald.
Oh, goodness. Oh, too much.
The duck family. If it looked like a duck and it walked like a duck, it's a
Don't
duck.
Don't go eat it.
Thank you so much again, everybody. Oh, wow. Man. D'Amico, go ahead. Bring us back together. Bring us back together, D'Amico. Come on, save us from ourselves. It's too early for this. Give us a call. Drop us an open mic. Goodness. Oh, man, I got so much to get to today. We got a bunch of stuff to talk about. Just want to take our time. And thank you so much, Florida Man, for giving the black man a radio show that can last longer than 30 minutes. You know, I heard a dude the other day talking about, yeah, I got a radio show. I say, what time you on? 10 to 10:30. That ain't no radio show. That's a conversation. There's a difference.
It's a monologue.
That's what it is. It's a monologue. I'm on from 10 to 10:30, okay? On AM 111.
You're such a hater.
AM 111 or 1100 or whatever he said. I'm like, you got to be in the parking lot of the radio station.
He's still doing his reps, man. He's getting his reps up.
Don't let nobody make you despise
small
beginnings.
I started from the bottom, man. I started from the bottom.
Stop hating on people that started from the bottom because you at the top.
I ain't at the top there. Shannon Burke at the top.
But you higher
Bubba
than
the Lost Mama at the top.
But you're higher than where you started.
I started from the bottom. I can't brag. I can't stand on. I can't brag a little bit. I brag a little bit? I bet a black man get a good gig, he can't be happy.
But you want to talk noise to the one that's on the bottom trying to come up.
I just said this show was a 30-minute conversation without a radio show.
Talking noise.
Let's go to the phone.
Hey, caller, you're on the Don Miller Show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Nashville, Florida. Got a question for you. Why is this even a legislatable item? We're supposedly in a free market economy. DeSantis, no government entity should be determining what is put out there and available to the public.
Okay.
I personally would never eat the fake meat.
Right.
Mm-hmm. I heard you make comments about there are some downsides, some negative health, mm-hmm. but that's the people's choice.
Okay. So let me ask you a question. That's good. I'm glad you called in. I like when people call in with questions like this that make no damn sense. So you wouldn't eat the fake meat, but you want to call us and say it's a free market economy and people can make their choices. You know you could have said that to yourself and not waste the phone call. I'm just asking if you, I don't know if you caught that. I did. You know you could have kept that to yourself and just spread the news in your neighborhood that we living in a free market economy allegedly. Can we put allegedly on free market economy? Because if you want to go down this road, I would love to take this ride with you. You know and I know that people need to know what's going on. Just because you sit down and listen to the Don Miller Show and the Bubba the Love Sponge and the Shannon Burke Show and get informed daily, everybody don't. So we agree with you that people should be able to eat what they want to eat, right?
But people put labels on cigarettes. Put labels on the meat.
But people are still eating what they want to eat. It's just not going to be produced in Florida.
But do you think they're going to stick a label on some fake-ass meat? And what would the label say? What would the label, if I asked you, my friend in beautiful Niceville, Florida, to write the label for the fake meat, what would you put on it?
Stepped on meat.
This meat is known by the state of California to cause cancer.
Man, I appreciate you, man, okay? Thanks, buddy. He gonna call in with that nonsense, man. Come to put a cigarette label on your pork chop. Come on, man. Get your ass out of here. We appreciate you, though. Give us a call, 321-339. Hey, it's too early for this. It's too early.
Yeah, that question didn't really
make sense. Come on, man. Free market economy, allegedly.
That statement didn't really make a lot of sense.
Look, can you imagine who the hell going to go to the grocery store and read they meat? This meat may have plastics in it.
You need to say that different.
Get your mind out the gutter, Holly. Oh, my goodness.
Hey, let's head over and check out some wonderful open mics on the Don Miller Show.
Look, guys, we shouldn't be letting the Chinese or anybody else foreign buy any of our land for any reason. And we really should have been paying attention. This has been going on all over in critical places for a long time. Mm-hmm. We're in trouble.
Sustainable protein that comes from Jonathan Morris and Morganic Farms, man. I think he's trying to squeeze out Jonathan Morris. We can't let that happen. Beedoo, beedoo.
Beedoo, beedoo.
Good morning, guys. Great subject as always. I think some of these billionaires have holes in their hearts from when they were nerds growing up being picked on like Gates and Bezos, and they have this Napoleon complex about controlling the masses, not through political power. Yeah, through political power with their donations, mm-hmm. but also through how they can affect them. And they believe the nonsense of global warming and all this stuff, and they just happy to stick it to the public in the form of some form of control. And just to continue on, they believe this nonsense about the earth is overpopulated and we're causing destruction of this earth. So they have a way of controlling it, and if it causes people to die out, it's in their minds it's a good thing, because we ain't doing nothing but destroying the earth and all this stuff. It's a power trip on their part.
Okay. Wow. You know, it's interesting because I've had this question posed to me a time or two. Y'all think Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos was bullied when they were young?
Oh, absolutely.
There's no question.
Is that a real question? I'm just giving him this dumb look, Holly. My bad, because he's looking at me when he asked this question.
And they were both dumped by very pretty women, which caused them to do what they do.
Right, because, Gates' wife.
Look at Zuckerberg.
Yeah, right.
Because they looked at him and they realized that money wasn't enough.
Right. Wow. Because think about this. In the last 3 years, Gates and Bezos' wife left them, right? Damn.
Wow.
Yeah, damn, if I got that much money.
So you can have all the money in the world. You can have all the money you need to have and be white and leave your woman.
Exactly, that's the big three, and you still ain't enough.
That is devastating.
You know, but
he said that's devastating.
Look, man, you know, it's amazing because this is definitely moving toward this whole globalist agenda.
Absolutely, it is.
There's too many people in the world. My concern is there's always been a lot of people in the world, right? I don't know. Maybe they just figured out how to count them now. You know what I mean? Huh? Yeah. Think about it. First of all, how do you count? This is why this has always stymied me. You've traveled this world extensively, correct, sir?
Correct.
How do we know how many people are in the world? We don't. Right?
There's no absolutely. Way to know.
We don't,
there's
right?
No way to
so
know.
They put this
it's
number.
Guesstimation.
They put this number out there that round could about. Be off by a billion.
A billion.
Absolutely.
Because you got to count the desolate areas.
Right.
Indigenous.
Yes, right.
We're going to ride with
they,
you. You
they
you.
Don't serve. They don't do a census.
Mm-mm. No, they don't even know they're
you're
there.
Not, right.
Now that you come around across that threshold and they bows and arrows.
No, there are people who've
it's
never
got nomads.
Right.
No, correct. Yeah, but you don't know they're there.
Yeah.
So we must try to find out though.
And guess what?
Yeah.
And these are people that are not hurting the world. They are eating their own food.
If anything, they're helping the world.
That's
they're not putting all the contaminants and poison in the atmosphere.
So it's all a curveball, right? You don't know. There are places in the rainforest.
Absolutely.
That you, right.
Yeah. Mm.
Come on. But yeah, well, we know you have too many people. No, you are mad
they're,
as somebody.
They're untaxable. That's why.
Bye-ya. Home run. Bing, ding, 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 ding.
And again, like the open mic, it's really about power.
It's about power
and it's about money. Jeff, he can't keep a marriage because he's married to his money. If you not when you get married,
I don't know
to
if
these,
I had that kind of money.
When
I,
you get married to this these kinds of men,
right.
You must have an understanding that you are not first. You're not first.
Okay, let's go to break. When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. The phone lines will be open as well as the open mic. You are tuned in to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
Back to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
Oh, damn, I played this one. Sometime you got to just walk down the street with this in your head. Think I better let it go.
Man.
Think I better let it go, Jay.
Let it go.
Think I better let it go.
Anybody know who this is? Today is Teddy Pendergrass on the Don Miller Show.
TP.
This was music, Jay. Jay was
which
DJing.
Which Sunday?
Jay was DJing Sunday, and you played this.
Which one did Sunday? Well, yeah. That was a whole soul Sunday out
Joe,
there.
Jay is the DJ on Sundays. We have Sundays. We sit out and enjoy good conversation. And you played this Sunday.
We
thank you so much, everybody. Welcome back to the Don Miller Show.
Good time.
Listen.
Wait. Where y'all played this at? What were
we was at Corona's. At the,
yeah, we're sitting out.
Oh, y'all had y'all own little music. Yeah.
I don't know if I can say that one.
You don't know where. They don't. It's a lot of Corona's.
Let's run over to the phone lines. Hey, you are in the Don Miller Show.
Right.
You're on the Don Miller Show. What's your name? Where are you joining us from this morning?
Yeah, this is Jeff. I'm in Milton up in the panhandle here. I moved down here from upstate New York. And let me just say, I love Florida Man Radio, but Don Miller and your crew, you guys are the highlight of the lineup. Absolutely love what you're doing.
We appreciate that. What city you in up there in the panhandle?
In Milton. Milton? Bay.
Oh, man, you left to New York and came to Milton? Oh, I know you loving life.
Absolutely, but I came from upstate New York. That's a little bit different than down in the city.
Yeah, I know.
About 3 hours north.
Yeah, but guess what? You're going to be sitting outside in your drawers in December. I bet you can do that in New York.
Gosh, oh my.
Hell no.
Thank you so much. Listen, what's up, man?
I was going to say, you know, on this whole population control, Gates and all those guys are fucking out forever, this goes back to the Tower of Babel. This is man's hubris thinking he knows more than God does. Thinking he's in control. Same thing with climate change, all that stuff. It's these little men that want to be gods in their own eyes.
Absolutely.
And it's only we listen to them. But it goes back to the Bible that far. And I'll tell you one other thing that drives me insane. The whole topic of race.
Mm-hmm.
Race makes you crazy because I believe fully it was a term invented by Charles Darwin.
Mm-hmm.
There is one race. We are the human race. God said it in his word. And race is meant to divide. So I totally agree.
But, you know, I don't know if you've seen this. Thank you, caller. I don't know if you've seen the interview that George Soros did. But he actually admit that he sees himself as a sort of God.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
what's new under the sun?
Yeah. Thank you so much, my friend. Thank you, Soros.
Yeah,
did you see the Soros interview?
Yeah, I know you're talking about, but it's a lot of them people in
that
space.
They have a God complex. Oh, absolutely.
They have a crazy God complex.
Jada, look on your face right now.
I recall when I first started noticing this, right?
Uh-huh.
And I had a full blown argument about this, and I was like, he just called himself God. Like there is no. There is no way to read that differently, right? And, but then you start paying attention to different people of some stature, I guess, making reference to themselves as gods. And it's like, y'all subscribe
like
to that?
like a rapper.
Yeah,
like
rapper. That's really what I'm talking about. There's about four of them. There's about four or five of them now.
Oh, man.
You're thinking about one, but it's about four or five.
Yeah, I only know one that's made a reference like that.
Who?
One rapper.
No, you about to say Jesus?
About
to say
no. Hova.
Oh yeah, that was the first one.
Yeah.
I said, he said what?
They crazy as hell, man.
People are running around calling him that. Okay,
but so I want to get back to the conversation as we talked about the whole conversation about the little billionaires. Can we call them LBs?
Little
billionaires. Because they're all little men. They're all little
they're
men.
They're about 5'3".
Yeah. They're little men with a bunch of
money. So they literally do have a Napoleon complex.
No, absolutely.
The LBs, they're little billionaires, right?
Oh, they 5'3"? Yeah, they I can short. Literally pick them up and put them on my hip.
Oh, yeah, they little fellas.
Gosh, show money. That's correct.
You just put it in your pocket, Tamika.
You got a wall me for you say stuff like that. You got a wall me.
Can you see Tamika Page? Jay.
Because I can, though. That's the problem. See over there trying to burn
your legs is hanging. Hey,
can you see? Hey, Holly, you can see Tamika Page with Bill Gates on her hip.
Come on now, get one out. Let one out, Bill. Come on and burp.
Jay says she's burping it, man.
Oh, God. No,
we're going to get you that little toy. We're going to get you that little toy. Just be
here. Switch it to the other side.
No, but remember those women? When I was growing up, I actually remember women who had two kids. So she got Bill Gates and Jeff Bezos on each hip, right?
Oh, wow.
But the twisted part about it is they probably like that.
Yeah.
Probably.
No, I should have said that.
I'm trying to do better.
I'm trying to do better.
With a diaper on. But they thumb in
their mouth. That is a fetish, though.
That's a genre, too. What diaper is a genre. You know what
Melinda was like, I can't do none of this.
Melinda Gates left. She's like, I'm out. I'm going to find me a middle-class black guy.
But that also tell you that it doesn't matter how much money you have.
Right.
You can still, a woman will still walk away from.
Yeah.
I said that.
Those guys, I mean, they've had tons of money. They're like, I'm gone.
They don't feel like it. I can't play them games.
And they walk out with half too.
Meanwhile, the guy who the 56,000 the most he ever made in his life been with his woman 47 years.
Yeah, man.
I'm telling people don't understand. Speaking of being with a woman for a long ass time, I got a question I want to ask y'all.
This is curveball.
I don't know where this is going.
I know. Join the game, Jay. Join the game.
This is the Don Miller Show. Feel free to give us a call.
All you can do is put our seatbelt on. Put your seatbelt on.
For impact.
Everybody tightened up. Everybody tightened up like, oh, Lord, here you go.
Brace for impact.
See what I mean, guys. Let me just
go ahead,
see
Don.
What I mean. So
we got you.
So if you've been in a relationship and have either cheated or been cheated on, right?
Man, you've been on this for 2 days now.
Huh?
What is the whole cheating? Okay, go ahead.
Just stay with me, man.
Okay, go ahead.
Stay with me. Mm-hmm. The struggle is real.
Okay.
I don't know if you know this, okay? The struggle is real. I have not been on this for 2 days. We talked about it the last time you came to work. That was last week sometime.
You took a break and then you came to work.
You ain't been to work since last week. Okay?
Oh, you was petty.
No, Holly. She ain't been to work since last week sometime, midweek.
I ain't saying you lying.
Last Wednesday is the last time you sat in that chair. Yes or no? I'll wait.
Go back to your story.
You took off Friday and Monday. Yes or no?
Didn't we all take off on Friday?
Yeah. I had to.
If I remember correctly.
Well, not all of us.
I think we did, didn't we do replays on the best of?
Yeah, it's called the best of, run by me.
So I'm just saying.
So anyway, let me just, I want people to think about this, right? Because I think this is a conversation that many people struggle with having. I want to open up the phone lines and the open mic to people who have found themselves in an infidelity situation. And as a former cheater myself, okay?
Recovering cheater.
I'm a recovering cheater. I'm telling you right now. Okay? Never in a marriage, but for sure in a relationship, right?
Mm-hmm.
So as a former cheater, right? Recovering cheater. You're past recovery.
You're married now.
Every day you still got to walk down. Cheaters anonymous. Every day you got to.
One day at a time.
Yeah.
Hey, Stanley, come on, man. One day at a time.
One day at a time.
You're in cheat hab.
Jay's my sponsor. I think this is a conversation. Oftentimes, this is great. Oftentimes, people ask me the question. In life, should that be the end of a relationship? And I always say no. If you love each other, you will find a way to work it out. On the other hand, a lot of women.
It depends.
And I've evaluated
it. It depends.
Make it sound that simple.
Yeah. It depends.
That simple, though. I'm looking at you like, I know you're going to kick it that simple.
It's not like a resounding no. Yeah. It's like, depends.
Am I hungry or am I not? Like, do I want a burger or don't I want a burger? You made it sound that simple. Okay, stay with me.
Okay. I'm glad I'm not by myself on that one.
The challenge is a real challenge. And Jay, you know this, and oftentimes, people like me and Jay are thrust into having conversation with younger men who have found themselves, and you too, Holly, who have found themselves at this difficult time. I just believe if you made a commitment, whatever you can do to stay in
the You talking about the marriage or just the relationship?
The marriage.
If you're just in a relationship.
No, but some relationships too.
It depends.
If you see it going somewhere.
It depends.
Really?
It depends.
Tell me what you mean by that.
If you're not married and you're in a situation and that person is not committed, it just really depends on the circumstances. Some people are just blatantly deceptive. I can see if you just had a situation, maybe you was intoxicated.
You about to lose me.
You had a situation.
I don't know, Tamika, Jack Daniels.
Stay right there.
It maybe went a little too far.
You took a monkey shoulder.
You wake up and you be like, I'm not really trying to be. But there are some people that are really just trying to have a full-blown relationship behind your back. To me, that's That's just my opinion. To me, that's a completely different scenario.
So what you're trying to say is one's a slip up, one is...
Like you all the way in it to win it. Like,
but
nah.
You know,
like,
no just, such, like, but you do know there's no such thing as a slip up, right?
No, there is no accident. You don't accidentally just go become one with somebody. Like, you literally become one. No.
Okay.
But in those situations, I think that there's room to kind of have a conversation about what's going on. You know what I mean? But if you're in a full-blown, I'm deceiving you, relationship, you doing all, like,
like kissing in the mouth.
There you go.
But kissing in the mouth, I think, crosses the line, too, a little bit sometimes.
Gosh, oh, my God.
Yeah, I would have crossed the line.
You think so, Holly?
Oh, yeah.
Jay, why are you looking at the
mouth? Is the most intimate thing you can do.
Okay. I agree with that.
Okay.
So I agree with that.
That's intimate.
Okay.
So, talking about, we're not going to do this. So, you saying you can have intercourse without kissing in the mouth, and that's acceptable?
No.
You said,
no.
The way I'm hearing you is, once you kiss in the mouth, that's just it. You went way too far.
I think that kissing in the mouth seals the deal.
No, it shows more intimacy, I guess.
Yeah, the next level.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So is kissing in the mouth more intimate than intercourse?
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely.
He said during the act of intercourse.
Then during the act.
Because it kind of takes it to another level.
Takes it to another level.
But I don't even need to get that far. I'm at the first part. I'm just saying.
So let me ask you a question. Okay. I'm going to ask Holly this.
I'm not good with either one of those.
I get kissing in the mouth or the intercourse. But you ever had intercourse without kissing in the mouth? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely, right? And you didn't kiss in the mouth for a reason, correct?
You wasn't feeling it like that, right?
Yeah, you know what I mean?
It's like a workout. You know,
I had a friend who used to trick and with real full-blown prostitutes, right? I'll never forget, and he passed away. Oh, man, he passed
that's
away.
That's not surprising. Okay.
No. Did I tell you passed away?
I don't know who you're talking about.
Our friend, I'll tell you when we go up with the break. Yeah. But he passed away just recently. And he told me something I had no idea about.
Mm-hmm.
He said he has to pay an extra $250
to kiss in the mouth
for a GFE. That's called a girlfriend experience.
Mm-hmm.
I had no idea what that was.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, listen, we come out of this break, I want to present a conversation.
We done went from politics.
No, I'm telling you the motto of this show, guys. We learn and laugh on here.
We did a hard left turn.
When we come out of this break, I want to ask this question. I want the callers to be involved.
You will play the video?
Yes. We'll be back in a moment.
Back to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
Come on and go with me, y'all. Come on and go with me. Listen to this, Stemming.
Yeah. FTP.
Come on.
Teddy.
It's going to be Teddy Day for real, huh?
Man, hey, we going to play some Teddy today.
Did he die? Oh, he already did.
Yeah, he got worms.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, he did.
Did he die?
Teddy been dead a while.
He already did, ain't he?
Yeah, they buried Teddy with his wheelchair. Okay. That ain't funny.
That wasn't
Thank
right.
you so much, everybody.
I was about to bring us in because I didn't know.
That was inappropriate.
That Jay's Philly boy.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Go for it.
Welcome back to the Don Miller Show. Hey, give us a call if you want to join the lively art of conversation. That's 321-339-1055 is the number to dial, or you can head over to the Florida Man Radio app and hit that button that says open mic, and you can leave us a 30-second comment. 30 seconds for all my long-winded cousins. Did I forget to do this in the beginning? Because I don't remember saying it.
Actually, you did.
No, you didn't do it.
Because you were late.
Whatever.
Oh, wow.
Me and Jay was here 45
all
minutes.
All my long-winded cousins.
Jay came in.
30 seconds.
Jay came in here, ate his breakfast, washed his dishes, put him back up. And you still wasn't here.
I can't help people in Florida cannot drive on the turnpike. I'm just saying, don't make that my fault.
Stop blaming the turnpike for your inadequacies. You got to get up a little earlier.
I did get up early.
That's the verbiage we're going to use this morning. Inadequacy.
Jada dropped the kid off at middle school, high school, and preschool, and he was on time.
Preschool? No, I ain't doing that bad.
You the king of embellishment.
Thank you so much, everybody. Again,
Preschool?
Hey, can I ask a quick question?
Yeah, go
I know that Damika had a I had a commercial or something about what is that exactly that you're doing?
So I partnered with an organization called Mobile Access, and that's you've heard me say a lot of times I serve seniors. So but that's how I serve seniors in the community, by partnering with this nonprofit organization called Mobile Access, and we provide resources and referrals to seniors to make sure that they have access or know if they're eligible for any benefits that are available to them both state and federally. Beautiful. And we do different activities with them to keep them cognitive, you know, aware, because I am a fitness professional. So we do different things like that to keep them sharp, and I have a lot of fun with them.
And you love the seniors.
I love them. I know. You know, yeah. Jay is like, I like kids
and
old people, because there's no filter. And correct. I like that.
And I never
rawness.
Want to punch him in the throat.
Yeah, right now. Well, me, you want to hit me all the time.
Oh, well, you don't count. You're a senior, but you're not a senior senior. You like the beginning senior.
Phase one.
I'm on the cusp. Early on. Again, thank you so much, everybody. We went
to
the break.
Thank you for asking it, Holly. You're such a good coach.
Co-host.
Good co-host, yes.
That was dope.
For those...
that
was curveball. Thank you so much again. We went into break. We're talking about relationships and the difficulties in relationships. And again, I mentioned that oftentimes myself, Jay and Holly, and probably even Stedman has gotten calls from younger men wanting to know how to navigate difficult times. Maybe not Stedman. Have you, Stem? Young person ever call you?
Well, he didn't have a reaction at first, so he didn't
That's
know.
Why I said
he
it.
Didn't have a reaction.
I am also out in those streets, Don.
Stem is saying, out in the streets, too. So,
I mean, a little different, but you know what I mean.
Miller?
So, I want to play
kick him in the stomach.
I want to play a clip, and I want your thoughts on this, because. Oh, I've heard a lot of people have different thoughts on this. Ready, Stedman? Let's listen to this.
Real man is. He is sticking by me whether I cheated or not, which I did, but it's okay. We are still making it work. We are going to be one big happy family. As you know, we have other children together. Mm-hmm. So everyone's going to be brother and sister. Absolutely. Nobody's going to be treated differently.
Mm-hmm. No separation on my end. Because let me tell you something. As a man, I was brought up to stick by your woman no matter what.
Okay, listen to this now. His wife is pregnant by somebody else. She cheated on him.
Oh, no.
She got pregnant by somebody else. He says, as a man,
he was brought up
to stick by his woman no matter what. I want to ask the question today.
That's hard, man. He was uncovered. Oh man, that's tough.
Yeah, that's wrong.
I'm still trying to process it. Jay, why are you looking at the wall?
No, I'm looking at. I'm saying what's going on Fox News.
let me. No. I want you to listen.
Uncovered.
I want you guys to understand this, right? As a man, he says he was brought up to stick by his woman, and if she made that type of mistake.
Can we not call it a mistake?
Don't you? Okay. Verbiage is everything.
Yeah,
right
yeah,
now.
Yeah. Let's not call it a mistake.
Indiscretion.
Okay. Well, no, not even that.
You made it. That's a decision. You're making a conscious decision.
What's the chance of you staying with your spouse, Stedman?
Probably pretty good.
See?
Probably pretty good.
See? I'm just saying. Now, there are a lot of people. I was amazed.
But we got a lot of years together.
I know. Those people do, too. And they got a few kids. But there are a lot of
people. It'd be kind of hard walking around there seeing it. That reminder every day he walking around. That new baby.
I'm not saying it wouldn't take therapy, Holly. I'm just saying.
Ain't no therapy going to fix that.
Come on. Go ahead. Go ahead now. Come on, Demetri.
I'm trying to process it. Let me process while y'all talk.
Yeah. Yeah, that could be good.
What my brain is saying is about a 0.05% chance.
Mm-hmm.
And with that 5%, she probably ain't going to want to stay married to me at that point. Because it's like, what? She going to accept me. I'm going to accept that, but she going to accept petty. Me and all my women, I'm all my petty. Stable.
Yeah, but at that point. I'm petty. I would have
your
to
stable.
Give it
back. My stable. Like, you brought a kid in here? That's one thing to disrespect me. But then that's like a violation. That's like a completely, you just violated.
Yeah, that's a few.
Like, you already disrespected that person by cheating on them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Then you went a step further and just completely violated. That means you gave zero craps for real. But you already gave that impression by the initial act.
Right, I agree with that.
But then you don't even have the decency, or I don't even know if that fits within the context of this, to say, okay, at least you could wear a rubber or something. Like.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
He went raw.
Raw.
That's what I'm saying. Oh, it's like,
that's nasty.
It's like, then you want to come back to me.
Yeah.
That's nasty.
And that's probably not the only person he going wrong with. He probably going wrong with somebody else. So the chance of you bringing something back to me is pretty high, significant.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
So it's so many variables within that conversation, within this, the context of this conversation, where it's like, if we stay married after you bring a baby in this crib, you got to accept me and my harem.
And even if you didn't have a harem, you're going to go
I'm going to acquire one real quick. it ain't that complicated.
But let me break it down like this. Even if legally in many states, even if that man wants to leave her, he is still obligated to support that child under the law. If a woman who is married gets pregnant out of marriage, the legal obligation is still to the married man. So even though she brought another child into the house, that child, he is obligated to pay child support on that child until
That's
such.
That's why they have death row. Yep.
Yeah, but if I got to pay child support for somebody else's baby, I probably won't be free too long.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
That's not fair.
I thought you about to say the reaction was fair.
No. That scenario is not fair.
If your wife gets pregnant, we got some lawyers listening. Give us a call, 321-339.
So what you're giving a game on right now is all them dudes out there that want a baby that don't want to pay child support, find a married woman.
Find a married woman. And people in the streets know this. Absolutely.
I've never heard this a day in my life.
I've never heard
it. Okay, go look.
I'm not saying you lying. I'm just saying,
and I learned this because a friend of mine's wife cheated on, they were separated, still married, separated maybe a year and a half. And I just talked to somebody about,
that scenario is way different.
No. Still married. But
Yeah. You're separate. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Separation is different. You separate, you're not with somebody, you get pregnant, okay. But no.
The husband goes to work and finds a notice at his job.
Oh, about child support.
About child support and putting the baby on his insurance. Yes. And he hadn't lived in the house with her for 14 months. Yes. And so
somebody I gonna be swole.
No, but again, the interesting thing about this is, and this guy probably knows. Somebody's probably giving him a heads up. You got to pay anyway. This is your wife. Mm. You got to pay anyway. Now, unless she initiates some type of proceedings to the other guy, but most women who do this,
they want to hide it anyway.
Absolutely. And they're screwing down.
Yeah.
The guy she's probably pregnant by probably ain't got two nickels to rub together. You've seen that, Jay.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So why would you go after him? He ain't got two nickels to rub together. The point is, the guy said he's made a commitment to stay. I think more people would stay than you know. I think there are a lot of people who...
I agree with that.
I think there are a lot of people be like, man, I'm out of there, man. Hell no, I'm out.
Yeah, I don't know if I could change somebody else's diapers, though. I'm just saying. I don't think I got that in me, dog.
That baby smelled terrible. He waiting until his mama get home.
I'm saying, that baby... I look at the rest of the kids like, that baby don't look nothing like them.
I'm just saying
it's always...
I know.
There's no way that's going to go anywhere.
I think I've known people who've done it. As a kid, I definitely knew some people who did it. There was a lady across the street from us. She was married to this guy for years, and a couple of those kids weren't his. And they stayed together.
But
he was out there doing what he do.
I don't think I got that with me, Pimp.
You know, and the guy she had, one of the kids he lived like two blocks away with his wife.
And I think it was pretty wide open back in the day.
Yeah. I mean, I hear all that.
Did he come by and see the kids or?
Huh? No, they all. It was the craziest thing because at his funeral, right? It was crazy at the funeral. He had all. There were some other kids too. So I understand, he fathered like five kids out of wedlock while he was married to Miss Joanne, and five. And they say she knew about all five of them. You know, but come on, we've seen this. Come on, guys, we've seen.
No, I'm not saying we have. You asking what I'm capable of enduring.
Okay.
I'm saying I don't know if I got that in me.
Well, I think the element of just out there raw.
Yeah, I mean, it's just too many variables. I mean, it's one thing to cheat. That's already enough. You
know, and we would support Stedman because Stedman said he would stay. We would support him. We would send him little notes all the time. And, you know, we would think.
I sent him the 1-800 number. You know, they got a 1-800
Stedman,
number.
Did anybody send Stedman a note? D'Amica, send Stedman a note. Tell him, keep your head up. Okay?
Little emotional GoFundMe.
Yeah, a little emotional GoFundMe. Right, man. Keep your head up, Stedman.
Keep your head down.
We love you, Stedman. We love you, man. Fight through, man. You got to fight through.
I mean, just think about it, right? Like, somebody cheating and you try to get over that part, that's one thing. But when you got that visual aid every day, all day, you got that visualization because you got to be.
Remember that little person walking around?
It's like.
And then that kid gets to be 13 and goes, you ain't my real dad.
Yeah.
Oh, you ain't
going to take 13. He ain't going to take the 13.
One time. He ain't going to take that but one time because I'm going to take all them fronts out. Everything coming out. Everything.
You going to hit him in the mouth.
You've been violent since this conversation started.
Right? This triggered something for Holly.
It ain't that easy though, because I mean, you think about it, and I've never had it happen to me, but I can't imagine.
You gotta take it one day at a time.
This song or any other song is gonna help you get through that. Now you can cut that off.
One day at a time, man.
You can cut that off, though. That ain't how that works.
Yesterday's gone.
Yeah.
Sweet Jesus.
And that baby's still here today.
Do you ever notice that whenever you start talking about stuff like that, everybody go to spiritual and God?
That ain't gonna work.
When they was hunching.
Right.
Yeah, that ain't gonna work.
Right there.
Why were y'all in there saying, Lord, let me hit this thing the right way? Don't get pregnant. Have no baby. You know, he ain't doing none of that. And then all of a sudden, it's like, well, the Lord is come. God help us.
People get real religious when they dead wrong about something, though.
There's a lot of infidelity in the Bible.
They get super religious.
Keyword religious, because it's definitely not.
But look, if this guy,
because it's fake.
If this guy,
what's called religion.
I saw the video of this guy. And it ain't probably like he's got a lot.
Can I say this, though?
She's been processing.
I'm an introvert. I truly am. Mm-hmm. So, okay, help me understand this.
Right.
For me, I'm listening to the guy. What's disturbing to me in his response to it is that you could just go right back to life as usual. Like, I don't understand I don't understand how a true man could honestly do that without, it seemed to me that you would need to have some kind of break, a lot of counseling.
And a harem.
Even if you wanted to try it to make it work. Like, I just don't understand how you could just go right back the next day like life as usual. Like, I'm having a hard time processing why a man.
That would be hard. That would be hard. If I had that kind of stress on me to be and I'm dealing with something like that. First thing, I don't want to talk about it. I'm pretty much be.
You need a minute. Wouldn't you need a minute?
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm quiet for a while.
Absolutely.
Because if you say something and it trigger, it could snap and crack and pop everything.
Hey, Holly, I need you to get one of them little medicine balls or something. I need you to do something right now.
Stress balls.
I need you to do something right now. Because your mind right now is straight violent.
Because that's not a kiki thing when it happens. You like, you sitting around there going, so how many times did y'all do this?
Absolutely. No, absolutely.
You know, how many times did I taste his rainbow?
Got your mind.
Okay? Now I got a problem.
Oh, wow.
I just kissed his rainbow. Oh, no. That's not working.
I think, Holly, you're having flashbacks.
No, can I make an observation? Please.
No, this ain't never happened to me, but I done thought about it.
And this is this story specific.
Mm-hmm.
Was I the only one that kind of got the impression this guy sounded a little cuckoldy?
Yeah.
Oh.
A little bit weak, if you will. A little bit.
Something's definitely not
okay,
right.
All right. Now, hold on a second. I want to play this.
Listen to this.
Because let me tell you something.
As
a man. I was brought up to stick by your woman no matter what.
Mm-hmm. He sounded a little cuckoldy.
In this situation, he might not be able to ever do any better.
Hey, get out, my friend. Get out. Watch the movie.
He might have been there when it happened and was holding her hair.
Oh, my goodness.
Hey.
That's cuckoldy.
That's it.
Huh? Let me explain something. You got to understand, there are people who get into some interesting things. He might have been there. Jay.
Oh, Lord.
He sounds a little different, don't he?
Huh? Oh, I'm sorry, Hal. Okay,
he sounded a little cuckoldy. That's the word we're going to use, cuckoldy.
Let's just say, Holly, he sounded like he might not be able to ever do any better.
I need to plug in from outside so I can smoke me a cigar while y'all have this conversation, because this ain't going well this morning.
No, but he sounds like a soft guy who probably doesn't have a lot of options.
Well, he pronounced some couple words a little weird, but...
She knows that, and he's probably pretty solid.
Yeah, he's probably going to be in Lamar's classes while the other guy's smoking reefer. Hey, you don't have to come to Lamar's. He's going to be there with me. Can you imagine being in Lamar's with somebody else's child?
Oh, my goodness.
Just breathe. Just breathe.
Come on, little not mine.
Oh, wow.
little not mine.
But I want to know. I want to know who raised him to stick by his woman, no matter what.
I'm broken.
who used that terminology? That's the terminology.
But see, that came from going to church. See, when you go to church, they tell you all that stuff.
Yeah, I think he missed a couple other things they said in church.
Oh, for sure. I agree.
They missed a couple other things.
Both of them.
Because once upon a time, I used to go to church, right? So yeah. I'm pretty sure.
He missed a lot of classes.
He missed a couple of verses of scriptures in
there. Prerequisites.
Let's check out some open mics. Okay.
Morning, gang. Rick in College Park. Apparently, you guys seem to have forgotten that Melinda Gates left Bill Gates because of his relationship with Jeffrey Epstein and going to Epstein Island.
Mm.
No, we didn't forget.
Oh, no. Instead of wow. Almost had a wreck when I heard Holly say that. That's funny stuff. Homicide? Come on, man.
Hey, y'all. Lando for Walton Beach. Great discussion this morning. Great discussion every morning. With the marriage thing, if they get married in the church and make that promise vow before a God and a preacher, better for worse, richer, poorer, blah, 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 then you made a promise before a God, so you got to take it, the good with the bad, you in for it. But if you do the modern marriage, you know, certificate or a judge and all that, then it's just a contract. You just break a contract. Be-do, I'm out.
I tell you what, I would stay with my wife. We got a lot together, but she would have made the decision for both of us to change our marriage into an open marriage. I ain't gonna lie. If we could make it through that, then we can make it through having an open marriage. Both of us. So, yeah.
Hey, Austin from Tampa.
Hey, great show, guys. Hey, honestly, man, yeah, the bitch is done if that happens. Especially, if you don't know who she was effing with, right? And next you know, that baby comes out a completely opposite race than what you are or what you two are. I'm like, what the hell?
It's
Stedman. Why would Stedman leave? Come on, man. The dude's crippled. There ain't much running around he could do anyways anymore these days. So
hey, he ain't lying.
He's probably more content where he is.
God, he laughed about it. That wasn't right. Stedman, ain't the reason, but Stedman. Stedman, you going to make the conscious decision to do what's in the best interest of you and your family. Yeah. Ain't got nothing to do with your disability.
Hmm.
Austin, you a terrible person.
Yeah, you're terrible, Austin. I'm offended.
That was messed up.
Hey, give us a call, 321-339-1055, the number to dial. Oh, man, I don't know. I think to evaluate the entire relationship and move from there would be the way to go. But you're right. It definitely will be an open relationship because I'm all about.
You got to make a pie chart.
I'm all about the getting back. At that point, I'm about to get back.
Oh, I'm petty, too. I'm super petty.
It is not going in comfortably. Whose panties are these in the bed? Damn, super. I don't know. Whose baby is that in your stomach?
Oh.
We'll be back in a moment.
This is how it's done, Central Florida. We're making radio great again.
Nice.
This is No Holds Barred, unfiltered, and unafraid radio. Made by Florida. Made for Florida. Florida Man Radio. Back to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
Oh, man, I love this song right here. This song right here. This is the last one of a day. A Day with Teddy. This is my favorite of all time. Jay, you didn't play this Sunday, though.
Every night.
Remember that, Tamika?
Oh, yeah.
Remember that, y'all? Teddy Pendergrass.
Oh, boy. He couldn't sleep. He couldn't eat.
This is when he was standing up.
See,
I like my stand-up, Teddy.
Every day.
I'm a content ADA on you, man.
This is when Teddy was standing up. Teddy had his shirt open, remember? He had that taco meat showing. He had a gold chain on.
Y'all don't understand. I took my girlfriend to a concert.
Thank you so much.
And
welcome back.
It was the best, worst decision I ever made.
You lost your girl behind Teddy?
I didn't lose it, but... I had sex with him basically that night because she wasn't with me. He wasn't with me.
She was with
somebody
you.
Else.
But yeah, he got her ready. He got her ready. Thank you so much.
He got her ready. Yeah, he got her ready. But I think that time when she kept saying Teddy.
Oh.
She was saying Holly. You couldn't understand.
She had a speech impediment.
I just had to take it.
But I remember that the women used to throw their panties on the stage to Teddy Pendergrass, and then he would take them home and wear them.
Ding.
Oh, wow.
Jay know what I'm talking about. Jay know what I'm talking about. He's from Philly. give us a call. 321.
We all know what you're talking about, but you ain't supposed to say it.
They were throwing their drawers up there. Teddy was like, no, that ain't my size. That ain't my size. Then he was like, oh, that's my size. Put them in my briefcase. Give us a call, man, Teddy. Tender ass. Teddy Tender Ass. That was his name.
Oh.
He was gay as Christmas. Thank you so much, everybody.
Y'all get up off
Teddy. But all of those really good-ass crooners, Luther.
Yeah, they was.
Freddie.
Yeah, they was.
Teddy. Yeah, man. Yeah, come on. It's okay. But they couldn't come out.
Mm.
It's okay. I'm just not. Nah,
but that's
not,
why I love James Brown.
James Brown.
He going to do what he going to do.
He was very aggressive. Take it off right now. Take it off and get over there in the bed. Okay. I'm going to dance over there to you. Ah. Get up off of that. Get up off of that thing right now. Get up off of it.
JB.
But his directions was clear and concise.
Thing,
Jay Brown broke it down to
you. Know exactly where he was at with it.
Get up off of that thing and what? And he always say that, what? Yeah. I didn't tell you to go there and what?
So he was Lil John.
Yeah.
In phrases.
No, he was having a conversation with you. He let you know what he wanted now. I get Jimmy that.
Could you imagine if he'd have met D'Amica back in them days?
What he would say to her?
He'd have walked up and just looked at her. She's standing over probably about a foot. Because James wasn't but about 5'4", 5'5". But, oh, man, he'd have been stunned. He would have been stunned to me because you'd have had to fight him.
And they perms looked just alike back then, probably.
Oh, wow.
James probably was better.
Probably yeah, yeah. was.
James Brown had a keratin. Oh,
he had a keratin trip.
Yeah, he had a keratin perm. Thank you so much, everybody. Oh, wow. Welcome back to the Don Miller Show. Look, guys, if you are new to this show, you're driving down the highway listening via 103.1 in Central Florida or Destin, Fort Walton Beach, or 101.1 FM or the HD3 channel in Ocala. We want to thank you. This is the Don Miller Show. If you just heard us, we're not a bunch of people just sitting around talking, which we are a bunch of people just sitting around talking. But feel free to join us. Listen, I want to talk about the Fulton County Follies are back in the news, man. The Fulton County Follies. That's what they are. The Fulton County Follies. Yeah. We have not talked about the Fulton County Follies in a few weeks.
Follies.
When the Commissioner Arrington told the other commissioners, shut up and sit our ass down when we come over there. And now the Fulton County Follies are back in the news. Fulton County, Georgia. Of course, you know Fonnie Willis and her boyfriend, Nathan Wade.
What you call him?
Fonnie.
Oh.
Fonnie Willis. I did say something.
Okay.
Fonnie Willis and her boyfriend Nathan Wade have been in the news for a long time. She gave him $600,000. He gave us some action, and now they have been split up by the government.
She paid for services rendered, man.
She did. They split up. The government split them up. So now she had to go
the
one direction.
Split them up.
That's what happened. The government split them up. If you don't think the government split them up. Come on, Jay, this your boy, man.
No, I'm thinking it's funny. I'm not disagreeing.
The way he's saying it.
The government split them up. Now, think about it, man, okay? We just talked about the man in the house rule brought on by the government yesterday, the man in the house rule. Mm-hmm. You couldn't get your check if there was a man in the house. So the government split Fannie up from Nathan Wade. But Nathan Wade, unlike Real Rap Kane, Holly Holland, and Don Miller, he don't want to get out the car.
You got to get out the car.
He sat down and did a whole ass interview. You've been cleared. You gone. Yeah. You got $650,000, homie. Get out of the car, Nathan Wade. So Nathan
says, invisible.
Huh?
He invisible.
He did a sit-down interview. Listen to this.
Workplace romances are as American as apple pie. It happens to everyone. But it happened to the two of us.
Do you regret it?
I regret that private matter became the focal point of this very important prosecution.
Okay, stop it. Okay, Jay, let's talk man talk. Tamika, hold on. Let's man guy. Can the men talk? Let's be man talk.
Y'all going in the man cave.
Man talk for one moment on the Don Miller Show. I have been a victim of vaginal incarceration, but I knew when to get out the car. Let me just say something.
Wow.
I knew in a state of vaginal incarceration, I knew when to get out the car. Let me tell you, I want y'all to stay with me, Jay. I had this girl in my life, and that thing was so good, so amazing.
How good was it?
It was amazing good, right? That I would ride by her house at night to see if the light was on, and ride around the block 3 or 4 more times, and then I'd call her.
You know that's stalking.
Okay.
Oh, you was
okay.
Yeah,
okay. I want to be clear with you describing him.
No, wait. You
stalkerish attributes.
You're more or less copping to a crime right now.
Okay, let me just say this. So I would look up at her window, and I would know, and I'd say, I know you there. Ooh. Answer the phone.
Mm. Boy, this ain't an ID show.
Oh, no.
Wait, you guys, listen. And I was a young fella.
That thing on you.
Okay, no, that thing had me wide open. My nose, you could drive a Mack truck and a Freightliner down my nose. My nose was wide open.
I get it.
And so, let me tell you something. I knew when to get out the car. When the police came, when the government came, okay? Government came, I got out the car. You ain't got to tell me, but
what? Get you a restraining order?
No,
it's like
no.
You got a restraining order.
Just the threat. Just the thought of it. You follow me? I was like, oh, man, all right. Okay, wait. Let me tell you how the Lord works, right? I was talking.
Oh, the Lord was involved.
Now, I know, right? He put the Lord in this conversation.
Got religious, but you're wrong.
Religion, yeah.
So I was sitting out in front of her house one night. Oh, and some.
And
you
some,
know that song Stalking, right?
And some said to me, Self, why are you sitting out in front of this woman's house?
You should have played that other song I just gave you, Stephen, instead of this one.
Let me just say this. So I just went on to my house, and I said, okay. So about this is when, I'm going to tell you something. There's moments in time and in life that pivot you. See, wrongdoing is a heck of a thing. And it wasn't stalking back then because we weren't calling it stalking.
Oh, okay. Just because you don't call it stalking, that means it wasn't stalking.
Every activity.
Can we play that song?
Activity.
Can we play that song? Stepping for him.
Let me ask y'all a question. But, am I the only one that's been...
Dying. This your song right here. This your song right here. Who's watching?
That's terrible.
I can't hear you.
Am I not right, Jay?
Somebody's watching you. So let me just say this, Stephen. Turn that nonsense off, man.
Hey, Don.
Oh, wow.
Oh, time out. Every activity that you just now described come with restraining orders. I'm just saying, bro. Listen.
Break it down for him.
Every activity. No, this is not normal behavior. Because don't you go say we're going to have man convo and then try to frame to me like this is normal behavior. This is not normal behavior, bro.
We're not normal.
This come with judges and bells.
can wait a minute. Hey, guys. Can I finish my story?
That's scary.
Yeah. I need you to hear that.
Okay, would you stop, Stanley? Don't let Demeka encourage you to be ridiculous. Okay? Stay with me, man.
That's your theme song.
So, I went home.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm telling you, I was a victim of vaginal incarceration. I'm telling you, some guys would never admit it.
That was
like,
devil.
No. Jay's a man's man. He would never admit being.
I've never been there. I've never stalked nobody. Okay.
No, that ain't stalking, but vaginal incarceration is a real thing. Holly, you have been vaginally incarcerated.
Actually, I have at one time. I guess I was.
So you engage in stalker activities as well?
Not stalker, but I was locked down one time where, you know, I swung by the house to check to see if anybody else was there. So that kind of be say you're going too far when you.
I've never done that.
Yeah.
Never
done it.
Stephen, you ever did that? You ever just swung by the house to see if anybody else was over there?
Maybe swung by, but I didn't, accuse her of anything.
But did you swing by and park and look up at the window, or you just kind of rolled by?
I just kind of rolled by.
You did a roll by.
Man, I rolled by. I called. They didn't answer. I saw the car still sitting out there and the dude car out there, and I went to the door. Okay? Yes, sir, I did. Went right to the door, knocked on the door, and everybody in the house, because he was there with her sisters, and they acted like nothing was going on while I heard the Negro running out the back door. Yes, sir. I'm telling you. I'm telling y'all from inside for real.
Inside scoop.
Yeah.
Holly, I appreciate your testimony. Because testimony is good for the soul.
I feel good about letting it go. I feel good about
you and Don both on paperwork. Somewhere in somebody county. both of y'all got a DCF.
Okay, permission for...
I'm not the person to test. You know how some people, you can test them. Don't test me.
But Holly, let me just say something. Don't be discouraged by Jay.
I never put a microphone up to the window to try to get the sound coming from the house.
Counselor, permission for cross-examination
Holly,
on this, please.
Holly.
Yeah, no. Yes, second theme song for y'all.
Let me just say this, Holly. I'm going to take a moment on behalf of the Don Miller Show and those who have found themselves in that situation.
I'll be watching you.
Thank you so much, guys. Hey, listen. Holly, listen, man. You can't have a testimony without a test.
Y'all failed it miserably.
I'm telling you right now, man. You can't have a testimony without a test. Now, Holly and Jay and Stedman and all the listeners in the Panhandle and Central Florida and Ocala and all over the country, all over the world who are tuned in to the Don Miller Show, Demeka Paige took her ass up to the dude's door and knocked on the door and heard the chick in the house. Yes, you did.
Oh, wow. That's not my incarceration story.
Okay. But did you go?
No, I was invited.
So that was penal incarceration.
I was invited.
Okay, what happened?
Huh?
What happened?
Wait, he tried to get you to come over there and he had another girl there?
No, we were supposed to meet.
He forgot.
We were supposed to meet. Maybe he forgot. I don't know. But we were supposed to meet that day. So I went over. He didn't answer, and I was like, okay, but I hear voices. Why is he not answering the door? And come to find out, him and his boy had a stripper there.
Oh, that don't count. That's something different.
But yeah, I wasn't stalking him.
Okay, so.
But I have been.
Oh, yeah, if it was a stripper, I mean.
That's different. You know, that's a little different.
That was for your entertainment, too, so, you know.
No, they didn't let me in.
He
never came to the door.
Let me just say this.
That was the day I wanted to key up his car.
Oh, wow.
That's a charge.
But I wasn't stalking him, though.
Gosh, oh my.
So let me just say this.
It was a desire, Jay. I didn't do it, though.
It was a thought.
It was a thought.
It's only one degree. It's only 1 degree of separation in there, though.
It ran across the ticket.
Because you already had the letters outlined that you was going to put on that car.
Okay, let me just say this. But you were incarcerated.
Yes, it was just good. I just had some good.
And then they try to dumb it down. Nah, y'all cousins. Y'all the same boat right now. Both of y'all been in jail.
But I didn't swing by. And I didn't do all of that, though. It was just good.
So whenever he called, you just responded quickly.
Absolutely.
Okay. Is this PJ? Wait, this is PJ now.
The fact that when she's saying this now, you can hear the thought in her mind. It was just good.
It was good. It was.
But Holly, we got to keep in mind, for the listeners, this is PJ. This pre-Jesus, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Pre-Jesus.
This is pre-Jesus now. I don't want nobody to think.
I was in college. Okay.
Pre-Jesus, okay?
Yeah.
I show my.
Jay, come on.
This was a Kentucky boy or Ohio boy.
Okay.
You know Jay going to act like he ain't done nothing.
You went to college, right?
Yeah. Okay. West Virginia.
So you know how you guys will have, you know how you had parties? Mm-hmm. After the parties, you went over.
Yeah,
exactly. Yes. So, you know, in my mind, you know, when I went to the party, you go to the good.
Uh-huh.
Beat on the dough.
Right after the party. You feeling nice?
That's all it was.
That's all it was. That's different context.
Thank you.
That's totally different.
Thank you.
Now, we all had good whatever's in our lives. It never drove me to get up out my bed, off the couch, to say, let me do a drive-by to say who there.
So permission cross-examination, Ms. Page.
Please, go ahead.
Yes. So you...
cross-examination.
So because of this, Ms. Page, and you knocked on the door and there was a female voice, did you say you felt a little violent?
Oh, yeah. I was feeling that.
Y'all in this music.
I was feeling it. That would be the theme song for that moment.
But again, for the question, we have to keep in mind, keep on the platform. This was PJ, pre-Jesus.
Yes.
This is prior to your relationship with Jesus Christ as your personal Savior.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. When you were living a life of sin and despair.
Wretchedness. Wretchedness.
Wow. I'd like to meet some of the guys.
Testimony too.
Exactly what it is.
I'm sorry. Part of me wants to know D'Amica back then.
No. Mm-mm.
Okay. Go Racers, Murray State. They got a statue of D'Amica out of Murray State.
Mm-mm.
With a Benson and Hedges hanging out the statue's mouth.
I wasn't that bad.
And he got a rope.
Doing shots of Jack.
I wasn't that bad.
He was a cowboy.
The Benson and Hedges. I don't think nobody was doing that bad.
Oh, man. Give us a call, guys. Thank you so much again for being a part of this show. We appreciate it greatly. Just a lot to get to again, and we just kind of come in the studio, have good conversation. We want you to be a part of it. We got some open mics over there, man. Yeah, can we listen to a few of them real quick?
Stedman sounds a little cockholdy himself.
Just so y'all know, we don't have no format.
So if that limp-wristed husband knows his wife stepped out on him, or it was part of a plan, why even say anything to anybody? Why can't he just say that he's the daddy, even though he don't like women?
Hmm.
Wow.
Hey, everybody. This is Pep, Florilla, Alabama. I thought I'd give y'all a call and tell y'all that the song of the day should be You May As Well Resign Yourself to Me by the Nitty Gritty Dirt Band off the Uncle Charlie album, way back yonder. For all this stalking stuff. Anyway, don't take care of yourselves. And D'Amica Page for president. Good. I'll talk to y'all later. Bye-bye.
Oh, man. You know, it's funny, guys, because just good conversation is always good for the soul. Go ahead.
So your boy Nate, right? Can I call him your boy Nate?
Nate Wade.
Yeah, y'all got some of the same tendencies, it seemed like. So that's your boy.
No, him and Nate.
Yeah, him and Nate.
For $600,000, I'm been out the car. I'm telling you, if I could knock off a booger wolf like that and get 600,
she is not a booger wolf.
Okay, we gotta be clear. She's not an ugly woman.
She ain't ugly.
But she does have a
her personality.
Okay, then we gotta frame it properly.
Right, we gotta frame it properly.
No, she's not a bad looking woman.
She's not bad.
Yeah,
but her personality takes her over into
and I get that part.
Into booger wolfness?
Yes,
I get that. I get the personality.
That's what I mean. Her personality. I get the personality. Because I've known some gorgeous women, but they shifted immediately to booger wolfness because just their demeanor and their personality.
No, I can agree with that.
That's what
they still wasn't referred to as booger wolves, though.
What you call
exactly?
What you call them? Come on, Jay.
I don't remember.
Testimony good for the soul, Jay.
I don't remember.
You just called his testimony.
It's not a testimony. He's just correction.
No,
he's giving some correction.
Correction is good.
Answer the question,
Maybe
sir.
Going to say,
no, she's not a physical booger wolf. Not at all.
No. Okay? I mean, I'm trying to think what was the.
Her attitude, though, I think the average guy is not going to last long with a woman whose attitude is like that. But if it wasn't 600.
Let me tell you why that's not true.
I agree it's not true.
Let me tell you why it's not true.
Tell me why.
Right. You're thinking the average person in around you.
Okay.
She'll come up for a lot of dudes.
They in line.
Okay. We got to be clear. She's not a bad looking woman.
No.
And she's a come up for a lot of dudes.
Yeah.
And she's hood. So let's be clear.
Exactly. Yeah. That was the word.
Let's be clear.
In my head
there's
going
to be a level of attraction to her just because. She don't mind drinking Amsterdam vodka. She said herself.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
So.
Yeah. But do you think, I guess.
For the affluent gentleman, she may not be it.
Okay. So you understand my point.
Yeah.
Listen, we're going to run the break. Jay Kane has to run, but you can find him on all platforms. Real Jay. Rap Kane.
Oh, Jay just teasing today.
Yeah, he just came back. He's going to come back. Of course, you'll hear from him soon. He's got to go pick the kids up from school and drive the school bus. He parked the school bus out in front of the radio station. Thank you so much, everybody. We'll be back in a moment.
Back to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
Welcome back to the Don Miller Show, where we listen, laugh, and learn right here on the Florida Man Radio Network. Hey, if you want to join the lively art of conversation, give us a call. 321-339-1055 is the number to dial. Or you can head over to the Florida Man Radio app and hit that button on the app that says open mic, and you can leave us a 30-second comment. And you can join the conversation that way as well. Don Miller.
Hey, listen. And I wanted to have this conversation. I want Jay to leave first. Bye.
Bye, Felicia.
I want Jay to leave first. Jay over there got us talking about we going to catch charges because we this testimony Tuesday, man. How the hell I can't tell my story? That was 40 years ago. At least 40 years ago, I had a Cutlass Sierra. They ain't made them in 40 years. Remember the Cutlass Sierras, them?
Yeah, Huh? Who said this?
No, Jay, talking about we going to catch a charge, Charlie, because we out here telling testimony Tuesday, keeping it serious about testimony.
So you had a nice Oldsmobile Cutlass?
Yeah, but I want to tell y'all something else that won't nobody tell y'all.
What tell it?
You ever had a workplace relationship? Everybody get quiet. Stedman, you ever had a workplace relationship?
No, never.
You a lie. Okay? Stedman had a workplace relationship.
It's been a long time.
D'Amico, you ever had a workplace relationship? Really? Uh-huh. Oh, see what I mean?
She worked with old people.
She can't have no relationship with Mr. Willie Jenkins. Hey, baby girl, look at
I
you.
I volunteer
Mr.
there.
Willie be around there. You know, Mr. Willie be telling my girl, you know, my Social Security check come in Friday.
We do not do full distribution on Tuesdays.
Now, I have had some senior men hit on me, though.
I got my...
Oh, I'm sure.
I got my prescription today, baby. I got my prescription.
I got my new hip.
Oh, hip.
I can do something for you. I can do something
not
for
the
you.
New
them,
Hill.
A Viagra package.
I can do something for you. Them young men can't do for you.
Holly, did you know that Medicare pays for Viagra? They can get Viagra for free.
What you say? Now you got me. Now you got my attention.
it's a part of their Medicare. Medicare benefits, if they have Medicare Advantage, it pays for Viagra.
Really?
Yes. Well, I thought that was crazy.
Really?
Let me tell y'all my experience about Viagra, okay?
Oh,
this
boy.
This was about 15 years ago.
So this phone you needed.
Now, before I needed anything like that. So I popped one day. I went on here and threw one back because I was like, hey, my little friend, come by. I'm an entertainer this evening. I'm going to show her something special. My head hurt so bad that day for the next 2 days. Like somebody was in there beating the bass drum in my skull. I had never had a treacherous feeling. I mean, when I tell you that was the worst feeling I had ever had. And I never took it ever again.
Maybe you're
never
supposed
again.
To take a half dose.
No, let me tell you something. And I know you're not lying, Holly, because it happened to me. And it's like you want to die. It was the most pounding headache I have ever had.
I'm talking about, were you always looking like, y'all don't know who Julius is on.
And the girl didn't even come over. I took the pill before she left the house. Then she called me talking about my car won't start.
Oh, no, you got to start that car. You got to.
Boy, that headache was so bad.
I'm walking to your house.
So, it was terrible. Oh.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm going to try this one day. And she was the one amping me up, telling me I can get you one. And she got me one. And ain't nobody tell me to take a quarter of it. Not even half.
Yeah. Would you have a 150?
I don't know. It was blue. It was blue. And I took.
Yeah, but they're all blue, but they need different numbers on them. It was blue.
You got different numbers.
That's all. Yeah, they got like the 100, they got the 50, they got the 25. They got
okay. Yeah. So you might have to take half of the 25, huh?
You need to probably take, you probably need to take the 25, or maybe even take the 50. But when you start doing the 150 like my dumb butt did,
you took the whole thing, Rosie?
I took the whole thing and took it dry. Just chewed it up. Just, chewed it like a fool. Boy, let me tell you something. But when I tell you, my whole face was tight. Everything on me was tight. But everything. My eyelashes was tight. Eyebrows, mustache, teeth. Everything was tight. I said, never again. It was treacherous. It was treacherous.
Oh my goodness!
But I feel sorry for anybody ever.
It's the worst thing ever. It was worse. I'm gonna tell you, it was so bad. I actually almost went to the emergency room, and I called my friend Matt, who's a doctor, and he said first thing he asked me, "How much did you take?" And I told him. He was like, "No. You wasn't supposed to take the whole thing." And he told me some things to do, and it still took about 3 hours for the headache to go away. But I vowed never.
Wow.
When I said, let me say something. When my soldiers stop working, that bitch just don't work no more. Hey, never.
Hey, time out.
I'm going to put him on the shelf. Like, you're going to be up there on the mantle with the rest of the trophies.
With the wet knots. With the rest of the wet knots.
You're going to put him on the shelf with the rest of the trophies. The things I've earned over this lifetime. Right up there. They're like, what is that in the little container? My soldier.
Put your stats up there and everything.
I'm putting my, never. When my soldier quit, he done. I am not trying to do
that. Retire.
No, I got a little sign say, do not resuscitate. I got a DNR on my soldier right now. When it's a wrap, it's a wrap. I will never take that no more. Oh, my goodness. Oh, it was horrible. Oh.
Ooh, we got all the way over there.
That was the most, that was a fearful thing for me because, first of all, I got really hot. Like, my forehead and everything just got really hot. And I'm like, okay, what's going on? Then everything started tightening up, including my Johnson. And I was, that just, see, I was like,
Mr.
okay.
Mr. Johnson.
Yeah.
So, hey, let's get back. Can we get back to the conversation?
To the story, yes.
Holly, crazy ass. Hey,
my bad.
Holly, listen.
Nathan Wade.
So you ever had a workplace relationship, Holly?
Yes, I have.
How did that end?
It just ended.
kind of, you know, I mean, I worked at a place that was not the place that you would think those kind of things would really happen. This person was a counselor for juvenile delinquents. And then the other person was a teacher at the same place. And I was kind of back and forth between the two. And it was wrong. It was dead wrong, but at the time it was good. At the time that was a special thing.
Wow.
Yeah, but it was wrong. I mean, it was wrong.
Hey, let's run over to the phone lines. Hey, you're on the Don Miller Show. What's your name? Where are you joining us from?
Hey, y'all. It's G-Y'all.
Hey, G-Y'all. What's up, man?
Hey, today Sesame Street has got to be sponsored by Words Warning Labels. I mean, we got warning labels on food y'all were talking about earlier, warning labels on Viagra that's going on, warning labels on your car that D'Amica might key up.
We having some issues.
It's just going through a hailstorm or something.
Yeah, we having some issues with the phone. Hey, G-Off, can you hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
So what else is going on, man?
Not too much. Did y'all hear about the warning labels?
Yes, we did.
Yes.
Okay. Very nicely done.
Nothing else going on. Just wanted to call on the show. Love the show.
All right, appreciate you, man. Appreciate you. Hey, G-Off.
You go.
Okay. Let me just.
What was my warning label? I couldn't hear it.
I don't remember what your warning label was.
Well, I know he's a little turned on by the fact you're keying names.
Oh, okay. Warning labels that I key a car.
That's right.
That was a long time ago. I don't key cars.
But you had a workplace relationship when you were at City Hall. Yes, you did.
Oh, wow. How did you.
Because you didn't tell me.
First of all, why you got to put it out there like that?
I ain't say what City Hall.
Okay.
Right. Okay. I ain't say what Gotham City Hall. Okay. But you
don't do that.
You had a workplace relationship a little bit. Huh?
Wow. Dang, did I tell you that?
Yeah, you told me.
Holly Holloman.
I know you wish you could take it back now.
Yeah, y'all know me, boy.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I told you that?
Yeah, you told me.
Hey, I don't even remember telling you that.
Is he a white attorney?
No. I'm not going into details about that.
He wasn't even like a famous person. He was just a guy who worked in the city hall. Yeah, he wasn't even nobody. He was just a guy she found attractive. Remember that? D'Amica told me the whole story.
That's the guy that you're supposed to be. That's the guy you're supposed to like.
Yeah, she say it was
attractive and
beautiful.
What's the moral of the story?
Okay. So anyway, let me just say this, guys. So yes, I've had a workplace relationship, and mine was a setup. I was working as a young guy in Chicago. I'll never forget this. And this was like maybe my first or second job, and my manager was this black lady. And she was actually a booger wolf, like a full-blooded booger wolf, like for real, but educated, very well-dressed, sharp, overweight, obese booger wolf, right? And I wanted to get a promotion, you know? I wanted a promotion, and she knew I wanted a promotion.
You ain't put in work for it.
Man, listen, dog. Listen, man, I wanted a promotion. I know Quetta Jean Johnson from the Johnson family laughing because she accuses me of coming from the booger wolf environment, okay? she asked me after work, hey, some more of us are going to have a drink. Now, I didn't drink. I was probably like 24, maybe. I ain't drink. And I was like, well, you know, I don't drink. She was like, oh, just come on. You know, some other managers are going. I'm like, okay, cool, right? So I go, and I'm in this little place, and the other managers are there, and they drinking. And so I ain't drinking. I'm drinking some water, right? And so it was cool. It was real mellow. A few days later, she's like, hey, we're going to another place. We want to check out. The name of the place was the Hunt Club. It was in Chicago on Rush Street. I'll never forget this. So we go over to the Hunt Club. I'm in the Hunt Club. A guy named Gary Fensick was the owner. Gary Fensick, remember him, Stedman?
Yeah, Chicago Bear.
Okay, so we go to the Hunt Club.
Yeah, I was going to say, I know that name.
Yeah. Played at Yale, played for Chicago Bears defensive back. So free safety. So we at the Hunt Club, and the managers are there drinking. I'm the only, maybe I think another girl, she wasn't a manager. So the supervisor lady, the big old supervisor lady, she get buzzed, right?
She was big.
And she said, "Hey, can you give me a ride home? I live up Sheridan Road. Can you give me a ride home, and you know, I'll pay for you a cab back to your place." And I was like, "Hey, that ain't really far from where I live, you know." So sure. So I drove her car.
So you drove her car.
I drove her home, and because she said she had been drinking. She's like, "Hey, you want to come up for a minute?" You know, and I was like, "Okay, yeah, I'm going to come up for a minute." I'm thinking I'm getting ready to get a raise and a promotion, right? So we get up there.
Oh, yeah, you got a raise. Anything out of your business.
Yeah, we got up there, man, and we ended up just sitting there. She started drinking some more. I'll never forget, it was on a Friday, and that Saturday I was going to a basketball game. So I was like, I would never forget it was on a Friday. And so we get to her place, and she had a nice, really nice place in a high rise on Sheridan Road. You know where that is, don't you, Stephen? Yeah. And so you could see the water. It was nice, probably 40 or 50 floors up. And she came out the room in some what she thought was sexy lingerie. And,
oh, my goodness. You seem to naked.
Dude, man, it was.
Did you throw up or did you?
No,
did
man. She was like, "You know, I know this is probably inappropriate, but I'm very attracted to you." And I was thinking about getting a promotion. And she was.
No, she was
the lady who gave the promotions. And I was like, "Well, I'm attracted to you too." I'm thinking about the promotion. Man, I was like, "Okay, you know, then she was like, "You know," and she started kissing on me. I started kissing on her. And kissing on me, I'm kissing on her. And finally, I just...
She wasn't there, sir.
Man, yeah, she was gigantic. And so we do the do, right? And I beat her down like Nixon did the nation, right?
All right.
So I'm all excited. I go back, tell Glenn. I'm like, "Glenn, man, you ain't going to believe what happened." He was like, "Did you see the hair on her back?" And I said, "That's what that was." she was sweating on me, but it was, I'm telling you, yeah, man, it was terrible. I guess Glenn had went down that road, too. So, I get back to work that Monday, and we go by. She don't even speak, like, all week. And this lady had stopped by my cubicle. "Hey, how you doing, Donnie?" She ain't say nothing for, like, 2 weeks.
You
like,
hurt.
The third week go by, they promote this other dude. He get the promotion. And I'm like,
"Well,
I don't say nothing." So I say something to the lady. And I was like, "How he get the promotion?" She was like, "I don't know. I know there was two promotions coming up. He got one, and the girl over there got another one." And I'm like, "Wait a minute. I just did the work." I was mad, and I was like, "So I'm going to say something to her, right?" So I go I go knock on her door. She said, "Come on in." I say, "You know, I really was looking for that promotion." She said, "What makes you think I was going to give you a promotion?" I was like, "Damn, okay, you doing it like this?" I was like, "Oh, bro, okay." She was like, "Listen, baby, you should be glad to have your job
gotcha,
here."
Bitch.
Yeah.
What'd you say, Holly?
Gotcha, bitch.
She said, "You should be glad to have your job here." I was like,
"Oh,
wow,
oh,
okay."
Wow.
I was like, "Okay." And I just went back to my cubicle. I was like, "Damn."
Man, you must not have put it down on the beat. What was wrong? You ain't sure the one arm, you know, one leg on. You ain't sure the techniques.
I felt like crying. That's what I felt like. But I know
man. That's kind of hurtful.
Yeah, man.
You gave up your jewels, and she just told me this ain't worth nothing.
That's what she said. It definitely wasn't worth a promotion, okay?
Yeah, wow.
So I told my boy, he was like, "Man, I'll tell on her and get her fired." And I'm like, "That's a good idea. I'm going to tell on her and get her fired." Man, I went and told her boss. They called me.
He been knocking off.
They called me in there. I told her boss. I'll never forget. I went down there. What was his name? Mr. Michaels. And I said, "Mr. Michaels, can I see you?" He's like, "Yeah, come to my office about 3 o'clock. And I was like, "Okay." So I go to his office, sit down. He closed the door. I tell him what happened. I had sex with her at her house and blah, blah, blah. He's like, "What?" He taking notes. And I was like, boom, boom, boom. I'll never forget this.
This HR?
He the boss. And I ain't know nothing about no HR. I just went to her boss.
He the owner.
Right?
Okay.
So he's like, "Look, I'll take care of it. I just want you to know I'll take care of it. This is not good. And, Yeah, I was like, I felt inspired. I walk out of his office. This was on a Wednesday. Man, that Monday I got, that Friday I got there, they met me at the door. Hey, you can clean out your desk. They fired me. They fired me. I got fired. I was a victim.
Did you look at your business and say, maybe my business got me fired? My business ain't even good enough to keep my job.
I was the victim.
He was a victim.
And I told the boss. I went to her boss, and he was taking notes. And I guess, you know, maybe it was the company was too small. You know, maybe there was a bigger company. They could have had that dude. They told me I got to go.
Company was too small.
I got to go. She more valuable than you. Anybody can call people and harass them about paying their bills. You know what I mean? We just hire somebody else to call people and harass them about paying their bills. I never forget that I was working for Amalgamated Collection.
So you didn't feel like you could say no to her? Is that why you felt like you were a victim?
I wanted a promotion.
Okay, so you okay? So why were you a victim? I'm sorry. I don't understand.
So why was you a victim?
Wait.
I think I'm missing
what
this.
You said to me, he wasn't really a victim.
I might be missing something. I'm just saying.
I think like
I haven't been.
I believe I might have been manipulated.
Oh, really?
She was much older.
Okay.
She was in a powerful position.
Okay.
I was a low-level employee. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Just seeking.
Did she tell you you would get a promotion? Or that was your own concoction?
I'm just
asking questions.
I was a low-level. Can I finish? Yes. I was a low. This is testimony Tuesday.
I'm with you, Don.
Okay. This is testimony
that
Tuesday.
That lady took advantage of you.
I was a low-level employee.
Mm-hmm.
She was my superior.
Mm-hmm.
She
mm-hmm.
was at least 16, 17 years older than me.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like had I told her no, my job would be in jeopardy as well.
Really?
Okay. Did you put it on or no? I mean, did you give her the whole thing and you know, fix it up and all that?
J.K., mind your business. J.K. just texted me and said I got smutted.
That's the word.
But again, let me just say this, though.
I ain't heard smutted in a long time.
So I actually...
What is that? I don't know what that is.
Okay.
You got smutted out.
So listen. Yeah, I actually felt...
You have to go to the Urban Dictionary.
When I got back to her place, Stedman, y'all don't care about nobody else's feelings. I hope somebody out there understands what I had to deal with, right? Okay. I'm just saying, when I got back to her house, right, mm-hmm. I felt like, and I knew she was kind of, when we were at the club, at the place, I know she was kind of rubbing up against me, right? So I'm like, okay, maybe she bumping into me. But then I realized, and so I get back to her place, and did I mention she already had condoms there? You know what I mean? Like, then I thought about it, I might have got smutted. But anyway, but I thought maybe if I didn't do it, I'd have lost my job as well, Stedman. You know, she was a supervisor.
Well, at least you got something for it. At least you got something for it.
Fired?
Yeah, well, I mean, you could have got fired and not got none.
Okay. But but the point is, though, if you were working HR, tell me, was I wrong? Because D'Amica think I was part of this.
But you said that you wanted a promotion. So did you say this before you went to this outing with her? Had you already made that up in your mind?
I had expressed that I want a promotion.
To her?
Yes.
Okay.
I said, if something comes open, would you consider me?
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. She never responded, if I recall. But, okay. You know, I said it. I know
did
I said
you,
it.
Did she pull your pants down or did you pull your pants down?
Oh, that's a great question. Yes.
I pulled my pants down.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
See, I kind of had the opposite happen to me when I first got into this business.
Really?
When I was an intern.
Yeah. What happened?
The person that I reported to, mm-hmm. she was pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And I was attractive back in the day.
You're still attractive.
Well,
yes, you are.
I mean, but anyway, I was a fully abled man. And so back in the day, let's just say she let it be known that she would like to get with me. But I didn't think it was a good idea as an intern to get with my boss.
Mm-hmm.
So you was thinking like that?
Yeah, I was thinking like that at 26.
How old were you? 12?
I was 26. And I was
so
thinking
at
26,
your thought pattern was, I don't know if I
Let's just say the internship did not work out from that point forward. So I got Don Millard, but I didn't go through.
Don, Don Millard.
Wow.
But I didn't actually go through with the action. So it was kind of, yeah.
But I look back now, I probably could have sued the company. You know, because I know I could.
Yeah, but your manhood would have been thrown in the garbage.
Yeah, probably. But I can tell you.
Because everybody been like, what y'all in court for?
So.
She's going to try to sleep with me.
Huh?
Come on, Don. We know, you and I know, brother. If you and I wouldn't have made it as friends together, Bob, if it was you or me doing that. We'd have been picking at you. Yeah, that wouldn't have worked.
So, years later. I run into her. Now, this is amazing. I love this story because won't he do it? Won't he will? So I moved to Florida probably three or four years after that. I'm in Tampa, and I'm at a restaurant bar, and I see her. And she sees me, and she don't speak. And I was like, okay, no problem. Listen to this. This is amazing. Then Holly and I opened a club, and I see her at the coming. I saw her at the club. She moved here. She worked here for a company called Scholastic, right? My friend.
Yeah. I'm sorry.
She worked. My friend Mario from Chicago came down here to run Scholastic, right? He's still our buddy. I love Mario. They're probably listening, guys. They're listening. Mario's listening right now. Came down here from Chicago, he and his lovely wife. And she moved down here. I don't know if she was doing some consulting or whatever, but she was here in Florida. And I finally see her, and I talk to her. And she told me she was like, you don't have to bring it up. It wasn't like that, but I wanted you to learn just how, you know, corporate America worked early on. And, you know, sometimes, she told me just
you
like
took
that.
That on you, that dumb mess on you.
No. And she was at that point, she was living with a woman and she's still alive and she's married to a woman and they've been married for 20-30 years now, 20 some years.
Oh, so you did something deeper than.
No, she was. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. So she said, she told me, she said,
that's a lot to think about.
Yeah. It was interesting. But yeah, she lives in Florida somewhere now. I'll never forget that. She came down. I ran into her and I was like,
so now she's burning hair.
So she got into the carpet cleaning business.
Yeah.
Y'all special.
And I'm telling you, I saw her and her wife. And her husband, because the white lady she was with, she's black. The white lady had a whole ass man outfit on, and so I was like, "Damn, okay, I can't."
Butch, she was dressed
butch. Bulldagger. That's what she was.
Wow.
Shout out to her, and I hope things are going well with her.
Do you really?
No, not at all. thank you, Heather. Heather just sent me a message. Again, give us a call, 321-339-1055, the number to dial. You're listening to The Don Millar Show on Florida Man Radio.
Back to The Don Millar Show on Florida Man Radio.
Yeah, that's, I remember this lady used to say, I know this lady used to call him, that's that Mervyn Gaye, that's Mervyn. Mervyn Gaye.
The beat, for some reason, I don't know why. I think that would be a messed up song to be around her on. I don't know why. It's just one of them things.
Man, D'Amica must have been cleaning out some boxes at her house. She came in here with all these D'Amica Page pictures from back in the day. I want that one right there. I want you to autograph that one for me. Yeah, but all these D'Amica Page pictures from back in the day.
You got on a full body suit, yeah, and a leg.
Yeah, got a leg in there. Like, put your leg down. Then, of course, G-Off saw it on social media and lost his damn mind. Hey, let's check out some open mics.
What'd y'all think about the Brady roast?
We didn't.
Get rid of that Viagra, though. When it comes to Viagra Cialis, those pills have to be taken on an empty stomach with lots of water. You have to allow it to soak and release into your system the right way. No food at all. I'm talking about 5-6 hours of empty stomach, no food. Then you get the kicker.
Sounds like Don Miller got on that casting couch and didn't get the part.
Don, you just got finished telling that story about loving up on some big old woman, hopefully to take advantage of a situation. Well, it sounds to me like maybe you figured out that loving up on a big woman is a little bit like riding a moped. It's fun, but you don't want to tell nobody about it. At least that's the way I feel about it. You know who this is. Remember, I'm that bigot that don't like fat, ugly women. But that don't mean I'm going to tell you about it.
That's funny.
Oh,
hey, y'all, it's G-Off again. Yo, Don, listen to the words that you said. You asked that lady, if something comes open, would you consider me? Repeat that one more time. If something comes open, would you consider me? What do you think she thought, huh? Tighten up. Beedoo-beedoo.
That's funny.
Beedoo-beedoo.
So, Don, what it boils down to was you got cougared by an older lady, and you probably didn't get the promotion because the other guy had a bigger unit. Beedoo-beedoo.
Wow.
I love it, guys. Don Miller Show. Only place in America you can learn what a BDBW is. Old Egg or Big Wolf. Keep doing your thing, guys.
I never thought I'd turn down sex for a promotion, but when he asked, I said no. Man, quit.
You know what? I want to spend a couple of minutes on something real quick. So you got to have an empty stomach, so you got to fast.
Y'all didn't read the instructions, you gotta, it sound like.
I ain't had no instructions. I just had one pill.
Okay?
I ain't getting no bottle. Holly, did you have the bottle?
For what?
The Viagra.
But no. Hey, come on. You know you got that from your friend that had that.
Okay. Now I had no
prescription. Okay. I was too young to get a prescription.
Well, okay? Yeah, but... But the people, they did the drop-off, they didn't give you no instructions?
No, come on, D'Amica. D'Amica's so country. Hey,
but
man.
Innocence in her, but we know she ain't innocent, but she's sweet.
Yeah, but think about it. Somebody give you a Viagra pill, tell me, hey, read this right here first. Do not take this till you read
this. Well, they can at least verbally give you some instructions.
Let me tell you where it messed you up at, because I thought that I was like, it's one pill. It's going to be okay. I'm going to be fine with it. Yep. And the other thing is that it worked. The pill
good.
Worked, even though I had the headache, all
it
that.
Too good.
But it worked. But yeah, I'm talking about I could change tires with it. I could. All my business was brick. If I thought about you for a second, if you blinked, it was incredible. But it was way, 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 way too much. I probably should have did a 25 at that time.
Mm-hmm.
But I did the 150.
But again, the guy says you got to take it on an empty stomach and
drink lots of water
so it can release into your system slowly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, mine ain't come with instructions. Mine came in some napkin. A dude gave me a piece of napkin, and that was it. Yeah, I know.
The funny thing is, mine was in a napkin, too. That's exactly okay. Where I got mine in a napkin. I'll never hear. Okay. She said, I got this from somebody that I know, you know, blah, blah, blah. Just take this when I come over there. I want you to take it before I come over there, and we're going to have a good time. And I was like, for real? She was like, yeah, so I'll let you know when I'm coming. And she would call me, she said, hey, I'll be over there. Boom, boom. She was always on time, most of the time. So she told me what time she was coming. So I figured I'd drop the thing about an hour before she get there, and then she going to call me, telling about her car won't start, and she lived in Zellwood. I never forget that. You couldn't get a cab to Zellwood back in the day. I lived all the way by the airport, and she lived
in Zellwood. Oh, yeah, that was far.
Yeah. Yep, I was living on Conway. Remember that, Holly?
I was living on
Cimarron and where did we live, Holly? Cimarron and Pershing.
East LA.
Pershing. And she lived in Zellwood. Her name was Velvet. I'll never forget Velvet.
Velvet.
I remember Velvet. I ain't know your Velvet was okay.
Yeah, Velvet. Remember Velvet?
Yeah, Velvet went to the church.
Yeah, sure did.
But
I took that damn pill. I took that pill, man. Boy, I was hot as Chinese arithmetic. And was nobody there but me and my headache. Oh, it was horrible.
Oh my goodness. So I can't even imagine, bro. Man.
I started drinking water. Called dude. He's like, just drink as much water you can drink. Yeah. I ain't had no water. I had to go down to the gas station. There was a gas station on the corner. And I bought some water. And I just stayed in it. Just pounded water.
I thought that I was backed up. I thought it would just go away if I got one, or two or three. No. But it wasn't going away for nothing. Yeah. It wasn't going away. I'm going to just hang out here for a minute.
But again, I learned a very valuable lesson. Don't take nothing in a napkin. Okay? That's the lesson I got.
The moral of the story.
Because what I'm going to tell you, I'll go to the emergency room. They're going to be like, what did you take? Something in a napkin? Are you sure it's what it's supposed to be?
It was blue, like shaped like a diamond.
Yeah. They call them blue diamonds. Yeah, that's what they call them, man.
Oh, my God. Just giving me a headache right now, and I ain't even doing it. I'm just sitting here. I got a headache. Boy, that was terrible. That was a lot of blood pressure.
And especially, you chewed yours.
Can you imagine, boy,
chewing them things, and a piece of that thing get down in that cavity, and it just start 3 days later, release again.
Oh, wow.
I'm sorry. That's horrible.
That's something to think about, though, Don. Yeah.
You'll be like, I don't know why it's still working, because you got to get it up out of that cavity.
Demeka, how do you deal with this right
here? I don't answer the phone.
Thank you so much again, everybody. Hey, listen, I want to turn the corner on the show. The motto of this show is...
Listen, laugh, and learn.
Stedman, turn your mic on, man. It's on.
I'm just far away.
Okay. Oh, man. So, oh, man, I had something I had to talk about. I forgot what it was.
They just had that pause.
I wanted to talk about this story, Demeka, and you and I were talking about the other day. Last year on the radio, we talked about the principal in Baltimore where the audio came out of him being a racist. Remember?
Vaguely.
Okay. And, come to find out, as the old people say, come to find out that the principal, in fact, was not a racist, that the athletic director had...
AI generated
the principal's voice saying all these racist things, right?
What?
Yeah, so they fast forward, so the principal wasn't a racist. So the athletic director... created this AI that sounded just like...
He used AI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sounded just like the principal, and just said
I want y'all to know how my voice... I'm this Holly Holloman, how my voice really do sound.
I'm just telling you.
All right, so there won't be AI in me later on.
AI in you.
Yeah.
So the good thing is this guy got arrested, and... he's got arrested, and they charged the athletic director. He was trying to flee and elude, but they caught his ass, But it's just amazing. This whole AI thing, I think, is going to really be a problem for a lot of people. When they could take your whole voice and make it say things. And look, anybody can hear my voice right now. Y'all don't care from y'all from Maine to Mississippi. They can be like, I'm going to just tape record Don Miller's voice. So if y'all hear me saying anything, well, I already said most of that on the radio. But it's just amazing. Yeah. This man was accused of being a racist. When I heard it, I was like, man, this racist bastard. And now I have to apologize to the principal because he didn't even really say it. And the dude, Tamika, this is crazy.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. But we knew this was going to happen, right? We knew this was going to happen when AI technology really, because, you know, it's been around for a while, but it's really gone mainstream now. And the fact that someone can take your voice, duplicate your voice and your likeness, right? They can also duplicate your likeness so it can actually look like you're saying these things. Right. It's actually a really scary time.
You know, I just...
In media.
Yeah, you just, you know, look, I just... It's really unfortunate that this... I hope they reinstated him. Did they reinstate the principal? Because what the AI guy had created, it was just, he was talking about black kids and then this other guy. You remember it, Stedman? And it wasn't even the principal.
Yeah, no, it was bad. And I was cringing. I was like, dude.
Oh, I'm like, man, this dude, man, why? I'm like, why? This is just so
unfair. Well,
Holly, can you go, Holly, go stand by the window, man. Really, you cutting in and out. You cutting in and out again. Yeah, there you go. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Okay, you're perfect now. But you know, it's just unfortunate that this gentleman lost his job, was fired, and because of an AI, and unfortunately, somebody believed in the principal enough to do a thorough investigation.
Mm-hmm.
Can you imagine if this was just somebody who didn't have nobody? You know? Hello?
Don, it's crazy.
It's real bad right now. But again, D'Amico, tell me your thoughts on this.
Well, like I said, it's a really scary time in media right now because of AI technology. Because, of course, you know people are going to misuse it. And the fact that someone can duplicate your voice, they can duplicate your likeness, they can create content that appears to be you and sound like you, it's going to be you. Technically, you've taken identity theft to a whole nother level, and they already have issues, you know, holding people accountable from a criminal standpoint when it comes to identity theft. But can you imagine, Don, and the level that it's going to rise to now with AI technology?
But, you know, identity theft is a real problem. And for people with really good credit.
And it's hard to prosecute.
Yeah. Yeah. People with really good credit. I feel bad for y'all. You know what I mean? All you 800 people, I feel bad for y'all. You know, it's just unfortunate that y'all got to be careful like this and cover yourselves really carefully, you 800 people.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? I know these people out here with these 800 and 820s.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all just got to be vigilant and keeping your credit in order because they ain't going to snatch mine. They snatch my credit. They call me and be like, you need to get your life together, Don Miller. What's going on? Hey, listen, so initially...
Initially the director told police that he thought the recording was fake.
He said it. He says, that's not me.
Yeah.
So let's listen to this clip.
You're me and only me. You know, I seriously don't understand why I have to constantly put up with these dumbasses here every day. Between these ungrateful black kids who can't test their way out of a paper bag, or these teachers who don't get it, how hard is it to get these students to meet their grade level expectations? Lawrence and Ravenel should have never been hired.
Okay, now stop it.
And don't let me get
this is not him. That's AI
that's
generated.
Crazy.
And they've arrested the guy who did this.
Right.
And the problem is, what's the charge? See, now y'all got to come up with some real charges on this. AI should be real hardcore. When you use AI to hurt somebody like this, this got to be a real charge. This can't be a misdemeanor.
I agree.
You know, we got to set it. We got to get out in front of it because it's going to keep happening.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to get out in front of it.
I agree.
You tell me, am I right?
Absolutely.
You got to get out in front of it, guys. I'm telling you, you get the first. He's the first one. Mm-hmm. He need to get the hammer. We need to send a message right now. We need to lock his ass up, and we need to perp walk him in front of the cameras. Can somebody get some cameras over there? No, for real. He needs to be like, dude, okay, you want to be the first one to mess somebody's life up?
Set the standard.
Yeah, man. Come on. We need to be, he's the first one. They need to immediately push for legislation on every level, state and federal. Mm-hmm. If you cross this line, this is a felony one. Not no third degree felony or no misdemeanor. This asshole need to be handled. This man had been a principal for many years. Had me calling him a racist. Sounds just like him.
Yeah.
Had me calling him a racist. Like, damn, this racist ass ain't got to do that.
Yeah.
Right? Lock this dude up. And you know what? And make him an example. So nobody else with computer skills would walk down this road. This ain't cool, guys. He should be the poster boy for ridiculous ass stuff like this. Like, okay, really, sir? No, Holly, for real. We need to put his picture on the billboard, okay?
Yeah.
Can you imagine the damage he could have done?
I mean, damage he's done, because some people will never forgive. I mean, they're going to, that's going to be carried with that gentleman for the rest of his life.
Right.
It's going to, that's not cool. That's not cool.
Here's an interesting aspect of this story, Don. So the Baltimore Police Department, it appears that they're really not equipped to do what is called digital forensics, because they used a professor from University of California at Berkeley who specializes in digital forensics that had to analyze the recording in order for them to determine that it was a duplicate used by AI technology. So this might even be, while it's unfortunate, this also may open up more opportunities within the police department to bring in a different type of specialization when it comes because of AI technology.
You're talking about being a specializing in AI. Artificial intelligence,
right?
Sounds
like the artificial intelligence police.
Yeah, we've seen the movie with Will Smith.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah.
I'm telling you, it's we've seen the movie. It's gonna happen.
Yeah, but
we
this
just
professor
ready for it.
Yeah, but this professor specialized in digital forensics. So apparently, the police department didn't have anyone who could do that. So they needed to call him in to be able to actually determine that the recording was a duplicate used by AI technology. Hey, we're going to go ahead to the phone lines, Holly. Hey, caller, you on the Don Miller Show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, y'all. What's up? This is Raul from Navarre.
Hey, Raul.
What's up, man?
Hey, Don. I'm calling Jamaica. How you doing?
Hey.
Devin L. My man, Holly Holloman. You need some new equipment, baby.
We working on it. It's almost, almost done, Raul.
Hey, man, I just wanted to call because I can tell you from firsthand experience. Around 6 months ago, I went into my Facebook account to get watch you guys. And I backed out of it because I was in some technical difficulties.
Mm-hmm.
And I get a message from Facebook saying that my account has been hacked from somewhere in Lagos, Nigeria.
Yeah, them damn Nigerians, man. You got to be careful with them.
They actually went ahead and put together about 20 to 25 AI-generated voice with my voice likeness and sent it to 30 different people that knew me from as far back as high school. And the message was literally quick to the point. I just got into a car accident. Can you send me $1,700 in my voice?
Oh, wow.
But luckily for me, everybody that knows me knows it. I ain't calling you for no money. I got my own mess. I got my own money. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wow.
This is a technology that we are not prepared to handle.
I agree.
This is something that's coming out of the movies. In the movies, they seem like fantasies. But as you can see,
life imitates art every single day, every single day. So God bless us all, man, because we in for one. It's coming. It's really, really coming, guys. I just wanted to say that, man. I miss you. I haven't talked to y'all in a minute.
Yeah. I know. We miss you too, Raul.
Well, Raul, thank you so much, man. Keep your head up. And you need to put on Facebook, if I ask you for money, it ain't me.
Right.
Thank you. Hey, thanks, Raul, man. Listen, we're going to run the break. We come back. We'll continue the conversation. You're listening to The Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
Back to The Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
Welcome back to the Don Miller Show, where we listen, laugh, and learn. Give us a call. 321-339-1055 is the number to dial.
Making my panties fly.
Oh, yeah. Oof.
Let's take a shower. Is there a reason why we're honoring Teddy today?
Because we should every day.
Every day is a Teddy day.
Every day should be a Teddy day.
Man, I'm telling you right now, yeah. You know what's funny? And I think I might, I don't know for sure, but that night I shared with the BW, I think that's what we were listening to. I know we might have been listening to her or to some Teddy or some Marvin Gaye, but she had the music flowing. I'm so glad I didn't drink when I was younger. I am so glad. I just want to thank the Lord for just not exposing me to alcohol at a young age. I don't know how I would be. I started late, but I can tell you, it probably wouldn't have ended good. Thank you so much, God. Go ahead, D'Amica.
I don't even know what we're talking about anymore.
Oh, I don't know. What Holly over there building Legos. We just stacking the Legos. Listen, I want to touch on something. We're just talking about AI and how the guy in Baltimore lost his job due to AI. Let me tell you what's bothering me about this whole thing. We have to really start to teach our children how important it's going to be to be computer savvy and to learn how to use this. And so I'm applauding all of those parents who understand the value in moving your children toward this, like quickly, as soon as you can, like immediately. Mm-hmm. And the problem is there are people out here who are so far removed from certain communities in this country that they just say whatever comes up. And so let me tell you what I'm talking about. So there's this place called the Milken Institute, Michael Milken. Y'all remember him, right? Remember Michael Milken?
Mm-hmm.
Michael Milken. Well, Milken Institute, right? It was having a conference about computer education, Stedman, and they invited their ragged-ass governor of New York. She is about as raggedy as you're going to find, right, Jessa? Absolutely clown, like an absolute moron, right? But again, you know, the mindset of those who march behind her are similar to hers. So I want to hear the black people who run up behind and kiss her ass say something about this. Well, guess what? She's a liberal, so she can apologize. It'll be all right. So wow. Kathy Hochul runs to the microphone. And I want you to listen to this. Okay. You can't listen to it. You know why you can't listen to it? Because I don't know what the hell I'm doing. But hold on. I want you to hear what I want you to hear what Kathy Hochul said the other day.
Now what we have is the money to build a phenomenal supercomputer that is going to be accessible to researchers in New York, college students, will attract more federal grants. And this is how we lay down the mark. No state has done this. And in fact, I talked to a lot of other people, said, I wish my governor had thought of that first. I said, no, this is New York. We like to be first, with all due respect to people from other states. It's sort of our attitude. You know, we will be the best, we will be the first. And I want others to follow, because right now we have, you know, young black kids growing up in the Bronx who don't even know what the word computer is. They
wait.
They don't know. They don't know these things. And I want the world open up to all of.
Okay. What young black kid don't know what a computer is? Anybody know? Anybody know this young black kid? Where would I find this young black kid that don't know what a computer is? You need to sit your white ass down.
What is she saying, Don?
I know. Let me tell you what she said. She is so far removed, but this is who they vote for. She's so far removed that she would sit on a panel about computer education and say that young black kids don't even know what a computer is. And who's offended by this? Where's the NAACP? Where's bitch-ass Al Sharpton? Where are the loud and screaming Negroes who scream when white people say things like this? Oh, they're always over there with them. Kathy Hochul needs to be checked on this one. Who's going to do it? I will. She didn't make a mistake. She came back and said, oops, I didn't mean it. Yeah, you did. You meant it just like you said it because you don't even know these people. If you think living in your fabulous ass life that there are young black kids that don't know what a computer is, you're the problem. You're the problem, lady. Think about what she just said. Wait. Y'all don't understand. This to me, somebody need to stand up and say something.
Young black kids growing up in the Bronx who don't even know what the word a computer is. They don't know. They don't know these things. And I want...
Wow. Holly?
I'd like to go to the Bronx and ask.
D'Amico?
I'm trying to get a little bit more context.
Ain't no context.
Yeah.
Ain't no context, guys. Okay, go find you some context and come back. That's not true. The context is it ain't true.
No, well, I know that it's not true, but.
But what?
Let me process here.
Okay. Stedman. And I tell you how
this
bad
is
it
dumb.
Is.
It's just dumb.
She done already came and apologized. Oops, no. Stop it. She's at the helm of woke whiteness in this country.
Just don't even imply that kids don't know what a computer is, much less black
she
kids.
She is at She's the helm. Dumb. She's at the helm of woke whiteness. She is so far removed from poor people, black or white, poor people, that she would make this statement. This is what happens when you're so far removed from people who are not like you. You can ride. Go ahead.
Yeah, she should come back and you know.
She already apologized, but still, yeah, I still need to see.
What you need to see? Go ahead, tell me.
Give me a minute.
D'Amico trying to make sense of it. Because she's like, I'm not going to go on there like Don and call her a name. I call this lady a name. Because
get that research, D'Amico.
Because there's no reason for her to say this.
Right.
She ran to the microphone and apologized because she know, oops, the way she really felt came out. Ain't it amazing sometime when you in your moment and the way you really feel come out, huh?
That's the question.
But
her feelings just come out.
Yeah. So Al Sharpton made a statement.
Oh, they went and found his little puny ass. Okay. Well, he had a little puny ass Al with that little suit on, that little boy suit.
Al Sharpton released a statement saying that the governor might have said it.
Of course he's going to support
her. He might not have said it artfully. But a lot of our community is robbed of using social media because we are racially excluded from access. That is a good point for her to raise. So she's had a couple of people come out in her defense saying that there is an issue with students in those areas having access. Another person released a statement saying that they firmly believe she...
Who was that person?
This is Hestey, so I have to see
who. But again, there's no...
Charles
no.
E. Hestey.
Okay, listen to me.
He's a minister, so...
Of course, you know they're going to run... let me just say this, right? There has been, and how many times have we talked about this, D'Amico, a divide as it relates to...
Access to technology.
In many of the urban communities, yes, and in rural communities, mm-hmm, correct? You got to say urban and rural. This is not just black. This is rural and urban.
In those areas.
Okay, there are some rural white folk don't have access to the internet as well. Correct? But everybody know what a computer is.
Yeah.
Okay? And to say that the way she said it and then have, of course, Al's in her pocket, right? This probably goofball-ass other pastor, he's probably in her pocket, you know? The fact is, this lady is so far removed that I guarantee you, if you go to the Bronx or the South Side of Chicago or any of these urban communities right now, most of these kids got cell phones.
Absolutely. And cell phones right now are like little computers.
Right, Holly?
Absolutely.
Most of them got cell phones, right? Most of them.
Smartphones, not just cell phones.
You go to the hood today. We could ride to the hood. Now, if this conversation was about rural Americans and Appalachian such places, and yeah, maybe. But there are people in the hood got a cell phone and ain't got lights. Okay? You can get a prepaid cell phone for $30 a month. The point is, lady, stop it. Okay? And I don't know who she's trying to communicate with to make them feel like they had to write a giant check or help somebody. But this selling of people's struggle, I'm over it. It's like, ah, look, they're struggling. They don't have computers. They don't know what a computer is. We need $1 million from somebody. We need $1 million because these young people, these young black kids, that's what she said. She could have said kids. She specifically said black kids. Right? She said black kids in the Bronx don't know what a computer is. I'm willing to bet everybody who's listening.
Actually, she said she said they don't know the word computer.
I'm willing to bet everybody who's listening to my voice. We can go and speak to every kid on the street in the Bronx in between the ages of 6 and up, and they know what a computer is. Come on. Really? This is what we're doing, ma'am? But this is who you guys vote for. This is why your city is raggedy as hell and your state's falling apart. This is what this is about. This is why your city is raggedy and your state is falling apart. This is what you get. And to any black person who's listening who might have a relative in New York, you tell them, this is how your governor sees you. She don't know you. She don't want to know you. She wants your vote, but she don't want to know you. And soon as she gets in a jam, she call Al the Magic Negro, right? Who live by the tree, right? Al comes to her rescue. Well, this is what she really... Al, we don't need you to interpret. You're a snitch. You are an admitted snitch. You ain't with nobody but Al. It's amazing that whenever these people, these woke-ass white folks say this kind of stuff, they can, I need a black person to come to my rescue. Al Sharpton immediately, she texted him, Al, I made a mistake. Can you save my ass? No, it wasn't a mistake. It's just amazing how nobody else sees this for what it is. You just spent 10 minutes trying to justify what she said, trying to find context.
I wasn't justifying, but trying to find context because it was that ridiculous.
Yes or no? You said to yourself, ain't no way. You just said to yourself.
Why in the world would she say something?
That's what you were doing.
Yes, I was trying to read more about it to see why in the world she would say something like that. So we have a caller? Oh, okay.
This is what you just did. I know what you did. You said to yourself, I know what you did, D'Amica.
Okay.
This is what you said, right? You just said to yourself, I know this lady, the 57th governor of New York, right? With this hell of an education, did not bring her ass to the microphone and say that there are black kids who don't know what a computer is. That's what you said. And you was trying to figure out who wrote it wrong. Or was it AI? Right? Because this bro, I couldn't be this dumb. That's what you said. That's what you were saying to yourself, right? That's what you were saying to yourself.
What was you saying, D'Amica?
Holly, okay, she's at the Milken Institute Global Conference. She's speaking to billionaires and business leaders about expanding access to technology. And speaking to the point of the lack of accessibility in low-income communities, especially in urban and rural communities, now that I've read everything, the only conclusion I can come up with that she would say it that way is that she really is not well, like Don said, she's far removed from the situation.
But let me
she really doesn't know the situation at all, and she's just speaking. She just has some talking points.
Yes.
And she's speaking to people about something that, you know, needs to be addressed. Okay. But she really doesn't know what's going on.
Okay.
That make sense, Holly?
Right.
Now let me just say this, right? Because this is the same broad, right, who tells the story of how her family struggled financially during her early years, and they lived in a trailer near a steel plant, right? It's amazing how these people do everything and say everything to try to identify with the common person, right? My family struggled. We lived in a trailer near a factory. And later, her father founded a technology company. So you tell me who come from a trailer with a whole ass family to become an owner of a technology company. Now, come on, guys. This is the game that is played to the people. Show me the trailer this broad lived in. Show it to me. What plant? No, but she needed to say that to get these people to feel like she was with them. Then she comes right back and says, young black kids don't know what a computer is. I got a 5-year-old. She know what a computer is. She got a computer. Right? Stop it.
Yeah.
Stop it!
Yeah, well, I need to hear what was her apology. What was her apology?
Well, she apologized for her choice of words, and like I said, she's had a couple of people come to her defense that she truly does in her heart want to see all kids excel. Mm-hmm. But if that were true, like, I would just say this: if that were true, then why not present what she's saying in terms of the lack of accessibility to low income? Why not just give the data? Why not give some statistics? Why not just give the information? Like, that, it wasn't necessary. I think that she wasn't prepared. I think that she doesn't know what the data is. She doesn't have any statistics. She doesn't have any numbers. They didn't do any. I don't think they did any real research, because all you have to do is just present the research. And the numbers speak for themselves. So
he almost sounded like Camilla.
Yeah, you know how some when you're not really informed about something, you just kind of say whatever. You know what I'm saying, Don?
Can I just say something, guys? I need y'all to hear me real quick. This lady was a lieutenant governor of New York. She was a congresswoman from New York. She was a clerk of the courts in Erie County. She has a long-ass history in politics. She just didn't get there Wednesday. She said what she felt. But she's so far removed. Listen to me. Mm. Now she get this magic Negro Al Sharpton, one of the greatest con men in the history of con men. Okay, let's be clear. He's a con, right? He immediately runs to her rescue. Wait a minute. I'm on speaking on her behalf. Why is it always a Negro that run up behind these people like her to defend something they've said that's indefensible? Because that's what happens when you are owned by somebody. That's what happens when you're owned. Al Sharpton is owned. And this is why he had no choice when they said, get your ass out there and defend her. And this is why there's a crisis in the line of communication. We don't have a voice. This is wrong, ma'am. You said what you felt. Just take the L. But why does she need people to come out and say, well, we don't have to defend her? It's amazing, guys. It is amazing that a guy who talks about being somebody for the poor and the downtrodden would even not come out here and take her to task on this. You could be a friend later and kiss her ass later and kiss her ring later. But to come out and defend this, she's a part of the problem, guys. She's so far removed that she didn't even catch herself. Then if you listen to the audio and watch her sitting on the stage, She doubled down on it on the back.
Because she believed what she was saying.
She doubled down. She didn't pull back. Oh, she didn't say, damn, oops. What I meant was, she could have came back at the end of the conversation and said, listen, oh, what I meant was, one of her staffers should have been waving their hands like, oh, governor, no, no. She knew that she could leave there in the limo on the way back to the mansion or to the steakhouse, Peter Luger's, wherever she was going. She could call the Negro Committee and they would circle the wagons for her.
Wow.
Hey, we need to circle the wagons. The governor made a mistake. Guess how I know this? Holly, tell the listeners how I know this. Because I've done it before. Hey, Don, would you clean this up? Huh?
You've been that guy.
Hey, Don, can you clean this up? Then I go and say, well, what they meant was, but this is the one that I couldn't even, I'd say, hey, you take the L on this one. D'Amica, have I been that guy they call in the crisis scenario? Oh, damn. He said something wrong. Can you clean it up? And within minutes, I had something to clean it up with. Mm-hmm. But the point here is this. How can anybody trust anything that you hear out of the mouth of Al Sharpton? We shouldn't. We can't. But they immediately circled the wagons. The statement wasn't out for 20 minutes before his ass out there. Hey, bring me a microphone. Turn a camera on. I got to defend my mama. My mammy. Yes, mammy. What you want me to say, mammy? Yeah, mammy don't mean no harm. She made a mistake. We got to trust in the Lord that these people are going to make these mistakes. And she loves black peoples. She loves the votes of the black peoples. Yes, I'm Al Sharpton. I approve this message.
Wow.
Give us a call, 321-339.
Wow, that's the big
1055.
Oh, well.
Wow.
If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything, people.
You on 10.
If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Stedman? If you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything.
Mm-hmm.
We should be mad at Al right now. Not the white lady who said what she felt in her spirit. We should be mad at this Negro who done circled the wagons for. At what point do we start calling you? Hey, dude, no, man. You know how many times people done called me, got hemmed up, and I'd be like, no, I can't take this one. Can't take this one. Sorry, I don't mean no harm. I'm over here eating with Holly. We can't. Okay, you got to find somebody else.
Ooh, well.
The fact of the matter is we are living in a very ugly time where ownership is at a really high level. And when they've sold so much into some of these people, they ain't got no choice. They can't say no. They done it through grants, through political contributions, through money behind the dough, through shoebox money, through prostitutes,
Oh, wow.
Through steak dinners. Seen it all, guys. Seen it all. And it's all to be there to cover when they really say what they feel. This is not the first time. This is the film time. They got on camera. Boy. They got her lips moving on this one. You could see her lips moving. This ain't AI generated. This is a lie. There's no black kid in the Bronx who don't know what a computer is. You're lying. And as opposed to people run to the microphone and said, you're lying, they said she didn't mean what she said. But you want people to trust what you say and that your struggle is real. As soon as the vote time comes, they're going to come see you, knock on your door in the Bronx, and then all those other communities where she represents as the governor of the state of New York, they'll be over there. They'll be in Bed-Stuy in Brooklyn. They'll be in Queens. They'll be right over there. See y'all. But your children don't know what computers are. As opposed to you saying they don't know, you should immediately pivot it to we want to teach them all how important it is. We want to provide all of them with computers. We are here, the Milken Institute, we want to put a computer in every school-age child in the state. Every school-aged child in Brooklyn should have a laptop, courtesy of the state of New York. But she'd rather say they don't know what it is. We got to be careful, guys, because right now we're driving down the highway throwing our vote out the window. We have bought into weapons of mass destruction at a level I've never seen this level before. We're supporting those who really don't support us. We vote against everything we believe in. The entire ideology has gone south. We pray every Sunday to Jesus Christ, our personal Savior. Then we vote for abortionists who come to our churches and ask for our vote. We pray every day to Jesus Christ, our personal Savior. Then we support transgender boys playing in girls' sports. We vote every day to Jesus Christ, our personal Savior. And we stand against everything that stands for. We engage with people who done pimped us out historically. But we want to point the finger in the opposite direction. You ain't going to get that here on the show. I'm telling that now. You ain't going to get it over here. I'm going to go to break. When I come back, we'll continue the conversation.
Back to the Don Miller Show on Florida Man Radio.
Now you know we've both been through a lot today. That's why we need to just sit back and enjoy.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Don Miller Show, where we listen, laugh, and learn right here on the Florida Man Radio Network. Give us a call. 321-339-1055 is the number to dial. We are talking about the latest story we're talking about is Governor Kathy Hochul. She was at the Milken Institute Global Conference where they discuss artificial intelligence and also expanding access to technology in urban communities, the low-income communities. And she had some interesting words to say that's got a lot of people up in arms. Let's see what you guys are saying on the open mics.
Apparently, it's the same black people that don't know how to get IDs and everything else. People not getting insulted by any of this stuff? I mean, come on.
This is Rick on the Redneck Riviera. I'll tell you where that black child is that doesn't know how to use a computer or doesn't know what one is. He's with all the black people that the liberals think are too stupid to get an ID card. Vidu vidu.
Hey, did you guys see that story about the preacher, the guy tried to shoot him? His gun jammed. It was a crazy video.
Now, Don, there are people that don't know what a computer is. I mean, those ones that ate Joe Biden's uncle, I'm pretty sure they don't know what a computer is.
Whether they know the word computer or not really just doesn't even matter. Because most of these kids will tell you what a PC is, a laptop, a MacBook, any of these devices that are computers technically. And they still know what it is. They still know how to use it. Even if they don't have it, they know how to use it and they know what it is.
Don Miller. So, the radio station I listen to, WOR 1120 in New York. Michael Riedel calls her, the governor of New York, the bug-eyed nitwit. The only reason she is there is because she was the only one left standing to get the keys after they threw out the governor.
It was really something stupid for her to say because these kids in the rural urban areas, you know, they still have brand new Xboxes, brand new PS5s, iPads, and all these things compute and can be used as a computer. The brand new Xbox and the PS5, those are better than the cheapest computer you can get on the market.
Yeah, hey, Don. Yeah, this is Kathy Hochul there from upstate New York. I heard you heard what I said then. But, you know, we're trying to help out them little colored fellers. They, some of them just don't know about the computers and such. But up here in upstate New York, you know, there, well, a lot of people call me the bug-eyed nitwit, but I got to tell you, I really do my best here for the state of New York, and I really try, you know, and then there's a bunch of people coming into the state and stuff from across the river, but the little color fellas. Yeah, Don, I got cut off there. This is Kathy Holt again there, the bug-eyed nitwit. But I just wanted to tell you there, you know, I'm here because Giuliani, you know, he got run out on the rail. But I went ahead and I put right through that no bail, no jail that they all talk about that's working out so well for us here with all the colored fellers coming across the river and such. And, you know, we're really progressive here. We got some of the best silos of any farms up north that you're going to see there. Kathy Hochul.
Love the show. Just wanted to appreciate Tamika's statement, standing on 10 toes. Love it. Music.
You know, Don, I instead of forcing her to offer us a insincere apology, I would have rather someone ask her why does she feel the need to push that type of stereotype in that setting. I would have rather her explain that. And then secondly, it's really, to me, it's not a surprise, because the statement said something huge, because I said this in the break, that I would have rather that someone asked why did she feel the need to push such a stereotype in that moment. And instead, you said...
I said it's the Republicans feel it's their need to try to show how racist, or I'm sorry,
Democrats.
It's the Democrats' desire or need to show how racist Republicans are. Like, they go out of their way, so they try to include everybody. Say, well, and we love the blacks, and then it just goes sideways from there.
And I think the Democratic Party takes every single opportunity, every open door, every scenario to use the race card. And to me,
there was no need for it. Right,
it was
there.
No need yeah, to. Right it was there. No need was for it. And quite frankly, as they continue to try to prove that the Republican Party is the racist party, quite frankly, it's the, in my opinion, in my observation, that the Democratic Party are the ones that are racist, because they use the race card in the most ridiculous scenarios, like some of the open mics mentioned. They just, how did they come up with this conclusion that African Americans don't have, we can't get license, we don't have license.
Not even license, ID.
ID, period. Right, you know, and anytime somebody says something about crime, they automatically say it's a black person. Well, why would you automatically attribute that to a black person when you're talking in general about crime? So there are so many instances where they demonstrate that they truly are the ones that's racist. And to me, there was no need for her to push such a stereotype in that setting.
It was pretty offensive, but it is what it is. We are living in a time where they know right now that there are people who are not in line with the conversation like it has been, and everything is being directed toward getting those people to getting their attention again. I mean black people, even with the shooting. With the guy dying in Canton, Ohio, the other day, that's not getting any footing because black people are tired.
I think all people. I'm so tired of the race card.
You got to hear me.
Yeah.
But when in the history, in the last 30 years, the numbers have not fallen off on that side by one group, one subgroup.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
And they're stunned.
That's the voting block and that they count on.
And they don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
And so Crump goes to Canton, gets no footage,
mm-hmm.
gets no coverage,
mm-hmm.
right? Black guy, got out of prison, 24 years, dies on the ground, racist cops, all of it goes right to racist cops, right? We saw the video.
Mm-hmm.
Holly, you saw the video.
Yes, I did.
I don't see anything racial in that. So my point is, we're getting ready to continue to see this up until November. And it's just not working. And it's like every talking point has to have something about race in it. every talking point. Where you at? It's got to have race in it. Mm. You know, and right now people are over it, and it's not working.
I'm completely over it.
And whoever wrote her talking points that day, I think she might have just got them confused, because she is a nitwit. I think she got them confused, and all of a sudden you can pull it back. But they had on standby Al Sharpton to come and say, "Hey, don't get mad at her. She didn't mean any harm."
It wasn't confusion.
You don't think so?
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Absolutely not.
You think she knew what she was saying?
Yeah, you know what? Because I work for a big global company, right? Mm-hmm. They in the diversity training, they used to teach something called unconscious bias.
Yeah, I'm very familiar.
But in her particular instance, I think that it's not just unconscious bias, but I think it is she just expressed both her unconscious and conscious bias.
Mm. Okay. Well, she's the governor, and she's getting a lot of support from a lot of people. And I wish her well. With a bug out of ass. Bug out of ass. You know?
Why are you saying it that way?
Bug out of ass. Nitwit.
What'd you say, Holly?
Wow. All I can say is wow.
Well, bug out of ass, nitwit. Again, you know, it's interesting when you see this layout. I'm just amazed at what I'm seeing. But I could tell you that the tide's changing, D'Amica. You're right. It's too much racial conversation. Look, I talk about race on the show, but I'm out here trying to teach people. Okay, so that's the difference. I ain't using it to divide nobody. I'm trying to get people to understand no group is a monolith, right? I want to quickly shout out the Chicago Police Department, who is probably not going to penalize the officers who shot the dude up the other day, because he shot first. And my position is, you shoot first, you campaign, you will get elected, okay? Let's go to the phone lines. Hey, you're on the Don Miller Show. What's your name? Where are you joining us from?
This is Shane from Orlando.
How you doing, man?
Hey, I want to make a comment of Hogan, that governor.
Hey, Mr. James.
Hey, how you doing?
Man, where you been?
Huh?
Good to hear your voice, man. Holly, this is Mr. James.
Hey there, Holly.
Okay, go ahead, Mr. James.
How you doing there?
Go ahead, Mr. James.
Hey, look here, I'm going to sum this up in just a very few words. Hogan is just like the other Democrats. Mm. She is dumb, stupid, ignorant, and racist.
Mm-hmm.
And they use black people as race pawns to protect themselves. It's just that simple.
Is that what you calling Al Sharpton, Mr. Jane? Now, you a black man in your mid-60s. Late 60s.
In my 70s.
Okay, still, why would you call Al Sharpton that name, man?
Huh?
Why would you
he
call Al
the governor
Sharpton
that name?
But you call Al Sharpton a race pun.
Well, hey, they use people. Yes, I did.
Yeah, you did. You did.
Yes, I did. And mm-hmm. I don't apologize.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't take it back.
Okay. And you've watched it for a long time, probably.
Huh?
You've watched it for a long time, right?
Yeah. Yeah. I've been talking about Sharpton for years.
Mm-hmm.
As much as I've been talking about these phony, dumb Democrats. Matter of fact, I just had a conversation here on my porch with a few.
Well, don't get in trouble now. Come on now. You don't want me to
have to come over there.
Yeah, because you know I'll come over there, right?
On the porch of Mr. James.
Mr. James, you know I'll come over there. You know that, right?
Oh, yeah.
I know where you live. I'll come right over there. And if I come over there, it's going to be some hell raised.
Hey, be some hell raising.
Well, Mr. James, thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Hey, look here, I appreciate you too, and we're gonna have to stay in contact.
Mr. James, we call us anytime. We appreciate you. We appreciate your voice. Your story is great. You've been on the ground for a long time, and don't pull back. But sometimes when you talk to ignorant people, they tend to kind of go in a different direction. They just can't have real conversations, especially when they're in that mindset.
Yeah, well, see, I listen to them. And then tell them a few of my choice words.
Absolutely.
And do they listen to your choice words?
Huh?
Do they listen to you?
Well, they try to argue with me.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
But it don't work. Mm-hmm. I mean, family members been knowing me for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And I tell them the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all a bunch of dumb, ignorant.
You tell your family.
Yeah, you got to tell your family first. Family first.
Family first.
Yeah, family first.
No, I don't want you to. I don't want you to think that I'm going to protect you just because you're my family.
Absolutely.
Because I've got to call you out first,
mm-hmm.
so the others that follow will know what's coming.
You set the standard.
Yeah, I'm going to lay this out here right in front of y'all. So y'all bring y'all ass over here to James' house.
If you want to.
It ain't going
to
end properly.
That's good stuff.
Thank you so much, right. Mr. James. We appreciate you.
Okay, buddy.
Take care.
I'll be talking to you later.
All right, Mr. James. Man, I love Mr. James Stedman. Mr. James is just... Mr. James just
said family
man,
first.
Yeah, I'd like to hang out on a. I think we should have a podcast, Mr. James Porch.
Mr. James, a good guy, Holly. Me and Holly met
yeah,
Mr.
When you
James.
When you talk to grown people, they just say it like they feel it. I love that.
I do too. Yeah. I do too. What was that? Yeah. What was that joke that one of the older guys that you used to drink with at the club? Had a joke about Democrats and Republicans.
Oh, that was Leon Hadley. Leon.
He was so cool.
I miss Leon so much. He practiced law for 68 years. 68 years. He's from the Imperial Polk County. Just had some great, great jokes. Leon, Judge Ken Sharp. You remember Judge Sharp? Claude Wolf. All my old guys. They were all 40 years older than me. And they embraced me, and they had some of the best. I got some great jokes out of those guys over the years. Hey, listen, everybody, we will be back tomorrow, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m. Eastern Time, the Don Miller Show right here on Florida Man Radio, coming up.
So Demetri going to be with us tomorrow?
Yeah, she's coming back to work tomorrow. She's going to come on right on back up. Yeah. Also, coming up next, the Shannon Burke Show. Shannon, Easy, and the lovely and very talented Heather will be on your radio momentarily, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, followed by...